If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Anyway, this is Super Dave on the All Show on 88.9 Radio Free Pasadena. And before... So anyways, coming up, we got some Pennywise and some Beastie Boys. But first, these commercials.
How great is that, huh?
Damn, is it Christmas already that we need sweaters and it's winter time? So anyways...
Well, how much fried chicken can you eat?
Hear that?
He sure is cool, isn't he?
Mercy, what a grueling line of inquiry.
Hey, how about a little less questions and a little more shut the hell up?
Listen up, pinheads. Go drive your electric cars in the ocean. I hope you hit a whale on your way to France.
And now?
Love it or leave it. And when you leave it, take the queers with you.
Our feature presentation.
Wow.
Good advice.
I love that kid.
A little kid called Little Bill O'Reilly, and he's doing an impression, of course, and you can find it on the Internet Roundup, Kevin and Bean page.
He's awesome. His hair is crazy.
Put him in this giant Bill O'Reilly suit that looks like it would fit Bill.
Yeah.
I'm a little kid. He's great. Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday the 14th now of Foxtober.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
The 2-1 pitch. Kent lines it to Feliz, and the Phillies take game four. Charlie Manuel and the Phillies are one win away from getting to their first World Series since 1993.
Mike, nope. What up? What up?
What up?
That was the most weak sauce game ever.
Why? What happened?
The Dodgers had it won.
They were ahead? By at what point?
Yeah, what was it?
Like eighth inning.
Eighth inning when all of a sudden Victorino comes in, blasts a homer.
Looks the like Flying Hawaiian?
Flying Hawaiian. Runs around the bases like a total tool.
He may have been happy, Mike.
I know, but you just got to act like you've done it before. Then Matt Stairs, who's 104 years old and fat, comes in and hits
so
a ball
fat.
That has not landed yet. He crushed the baseball so far. Oh. God,
we were watching the game, and Donna said, when Stairs hit the homer, she said, there's no way he's going to be able to run around all the bases. She just couldn't believe he was going to live long enough and be in good enough shape to run that distance.
I wonder if there's a time limit for running around the bases after you home run.
That's a good question. Like
at some point, if you just have to stop and catch your breath, I wonder if there's someone watching the clock.
There's some tape of Babe Ruth towards the end of his career where you really were concerned if he wasn't going to make it around the bases.
Yeah, but it stayed exciting. The Dodgers did not quit. They kept, getting guys on and whatnot and had a break or two, but just weren't able to do it. The Phillies do not give up. That's the one thing about them. And they, we always talk about teams getting hot at the right time. Starting from about 2 weeks from the end of the regular season, the Phillies just turned up the heat. And, they're playing like a team of destiny. They really are.
So correct me if I'm wrong. There are now three games in Philly?
No, we still have one more game.
One more here, then two there.
Tomorrow night at Dodger Stadium, and then... there's two more in Philly.
And we have to win all three.
We have to win everything, yes.
Okay. Well, that's not pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I didn't even realize the next game was a Dodgers game. I thought they were heading back. But
tomorrow night,
Mike would know.
Tomorrow night,
5:22
right?
5:22 again.
And then, of course, we're hearing from the listeners because we do have transplants. There are Philly fans like Ralph who found their way out to Southern California. And we don't have time to play the whole thing, but somebody did send me the Phillies baseball team song from the 1970s.
Oh,
which will be worth visiting later, but here's a little piece of what it sounds like. Could you tell disco was going on? Sing it if you know it.
I hope this next voice we hear is a rap.
So we have that one going on. And, of course, the Phillies fans are calling the Afro line after the game last night.
What you gotta say now, bitch? What you gotta say now? You ain't got shit to say, motherfucker. What you gotta say? What you gotta say, bitch? What you gotta say? What you gotta say, bitch?
So they're piling on.
Wow, that's rough. That's rough. It's weird how in the playoffs you can be so excited because you're one series away from the World Series, and then all of a sudden it just goes south really quickly, and you go, oh, thought we were going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's I tried to cheer Mike up. We were texting back and forth during game three that the Dodgers lost. I tried to cheer him up by reminding him about the Red Sox and the ALCS from 2004. You know, remember they lost the first three and came back and won the next four. And I know that's, you know, that rarely happens, but it does.
They not only lost three, but the last game they lost to the Yankees before they went on their comeback, they lost like by like 15 runs.
Yeah, it was like 19-2 or something, wasn't it? Yeah. So don't give up, Miguelito. Don't give up.
I promise to keep my head up. Don't worry. We got to keep the faith. I realistically believe that there's still a chance that the Dodgers can. Can come back.
Absolutely.
And run the
there
table
absolutely
and,
is.
Are you not wearing the right shirt or you have some kind of a problem with the way you sit? What's the.
I don't know. I did the.
Shoes? You wear the right shoes?
Did you go last night, Mike?
For the first inning of every away game, I did not go last night. My father did.
Well, then maybe that has something to do with it.
But I didn't go to the game Saturday night when they clinched. Saturday night game when they clinched with the Cubs. And they played amazing and just crushed the Cubs. It was the third game of the Cubs.
So maybe you shouldn't go.
But I went Sunday night when they crushed the Phillies. You know, so I mean, I don't know what to say.
Then it's your fault. You didn't go last night. It's your fault.
The problem is there's no consistency. I don't know what it is, and I've been screwing everything up probably.
And how you watch it at home is also very important.
Well, during the Cubs away games, I was at the gym for the first inning of all games. So I figured I'd do the same thing for the Philly series. And I went and game one, I stayed at the gym. I'm standing there like an idiot, like a paste eater, just watching the TV at the gym. And then they lose. So I'm like, oh, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, wow.
I might have spent too much time at the gym this week, too. Maybe I contributed.
Could have been a problem.
I'm a little bit of a gym rat, you know.
Sure. Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday, the 14th of Foxtober.
Right. Covered that. Said that. Did that, right?
Right.
Tuesday, the 14th of Foxtober. We got some great live music today, huh?
Yes.
Who's with me? Who's excited? Who is with me on that one?
There's live music.
Apparently, somebody's throat is sore and can't sing, or they're on the verge of not being able to sing, so they're kind of saving it for the Tonight Show and their Nokia performance tomorrow night. So not so much with the Kings of Leon today, maybe more Kings of Leon on Thursday in our studio.
Well, you should tell the person who taped off half the parking lot with police tape that we can take that down.
Is that why they taped it off?
I'm sure, for the buses.
I figured it was just Scott Mason, who always puts up cones and stuff so that he has a place to park himself.
Sure.
He knows. It's just ridiculous.
But apparently they are rescheduling, and we are looking forward to it. I mean, Alex was really ready to have some sex at 7 o'clock this morning. I mean, she was primed and ready to go.
Yeah. As was Miss Cleo.
Yeah, they were both. Yesterday they were basically flipping coins as to who gets what dude in Kings of Leon. So they're going to be very disappointed.
Well, it happens occasionally.
Yeah.
They're assholes.
No.
It's just you sing sometimes, and that happens.
Very busy. Things happen. We do have to tell you about Psycho Mike being an animal, though.
We do.
In a way that very, very few of you have ever been.
I hope.
I know that there are some, unfortunately. But we took a call yesterday in the What It Do, and the dude told us that...
We have to talk about it here.
Just a tease. And the dude told us that he saw a homeless man taking care of business right there on the street, and not in a sexual way.
Right. He was kind of behind some bushes.
That's all I'll say. But they watched him. And then Psycho Mike said, I did that Friday night. And we all said, what?
Yeah.
Wait till you hear where.
Yeah. So we're going to have to tell you.
Crap.
Yes, exactly. So we're going to have to tell you about that on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show.
I have so many questions.
I don't have any questions. I would prefer that it didn't exist and I don't have to hear about it or think about it. But 99.999% of people in America have never and will never do that.
I agree. It's a special kind of person that can pull that off.
Yeah. Why Mike? I mean, I can't imagine that there's any explanation that is acceptable.
See, you do have questions like what could possibly
but
have.
I don't want to
what
know.
Kind of perfect storm happened so that you were forced out into the front yard?
And did he have a doggy bag is the next question that I have, by the
no.
way. Or is it still there?
That was my question is, yeah, I know, later.
Let's talk about it later.
Mike does many things 99.9% of other people have never done.
Yeah,
right?
I know, but a lot of it was when he was on drugs.
Yeah.
A lot of that behavior.
Not all of it.
Not all
clearly.
Of it, unfortunately. So we'll get into that. We got, let's talk about Megan Fox today on the program.
By the way, remind me later to tell you, in case I forget, that Harvey called me yesterday because he was putting a new Megan Fox video up at TMZ.com, and he wanted me to be among the first to see it.
Wow.
How's that for dedication from TMZ.com?
Wow, that's nice.
Believe me, People.com isn't tipping me off when they get new Megan shots. It's only Harvey. And wait till you see the video, because she said nothing, and all the cameraman did is just do a close-up of her ass as she walked to her car.
You got to do what you got to do, you know?
So it's great. It's something well worth examining during Let's Talk About Megan Fox today.
John McCain might be getting a little desperate. Seems like he's behind. He needs to catch up, and there's only one way to do that, and that's to start throwing mud.
Oh, he's sure. been throwing mud. Yeah.
I know. I know.
He's definitely throwing mud. And well, three weeks to go, man. You gotta do what you gotta do, I guess.
If you throw mud at a black guy, though, does it show up?
That's a great question. You know,
I'm just saying.
You know what's weird about this, though, and I guess this is just how politics works: is whichever senator wins, the other guy still has a job, is still in office. You're still going to be dealing with. You still would, you know, count on their support if you could get it. It's just, I mean, there does have to come a point at which the personal attacks become so vicious that you kind of break that ability to work together afterwards, which isn't good for anybody.
Yeah, you know, but that doesn't stop people from
doing seem to stop them,
anything they possibly can to be the president.
Especially at this point.
Especially when you're that close.
I mean, I guess it's just like, you know, I mean, Hillary and Barack Obama were pretty, you know, nice to each other. But at the end, when it started to get close and desperate, you know, one politician would come out and say, this guy's unfit to lead. And then the next day, once the person wins, they go, I was always behind him. That's a great American right there. And I can't wait to continue to work with him.
It's going to be a great president.
They just say whatever they got to say, I guess.
Yeah. Bean is hella hot.
Yeah.
Tell you about that
of
today.
Of course. I know they're 19, and you got to go to TMZ.com and check out the mugshots because they're hella hot. But they could roll the old man.
Yep. He said that without a twinge of regret. Not even a momentary go. What am I saying?
Why would I say that? I'm standing by it now. How about that?
You're an idiot.
You are a thief of joy.
Yep. No, I'm serious. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't. If
it got the point across.
If, say, Gwen Stefani does it in an ironic way. Oldest virgins today on the program, too.
Oh, that should be fun.
The 105-year-old virgin that came out and said that, you know, her celibacy is the reason for her long life.
Of course, she has no way of knowing if that's true or not because she has nothing to compare it to. Right.
There is that.
Right.
And I don't know if you heard the report about the Tommy Lasorda story, the movie, but the person being considered, according to the story, is Al Pacino.
Which I found hard to imagine.
He does not strike me as Tommy Lasorda. Mm-mm. He's a great actor. I don't know that he can pull this one off. So we'll get into that today as well. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat. That's next.
And now, another drama-filled moment on the hills.
Lauren, are you home?
Yeah, I'm upstairs in my room.
Hello. This is so cute. You guys have little pictures everywhere.
Yeah, we did it for fun. We did, like, silly pictures, though, so it wasn't, like,
cozy, like,
yeah, like, cheesy.
Kissy face.
That was a drama-filled moment on the hills.
I'm so sad I missed it now. Damn it.
That happened on TV.
On TV for people to see. Yep, sure did.
Unreal.
Hey, Ralph Garman. How are you, man?
Good. Bean Baxter, how are you?
Want to sing with Kings of Leon today?
Yeah, they're not going to be here so
much. I'm just saying, let's have them come in and have Ralph sing. If the guy's got voice trouble, have the rest of the guys play. Ralph sings.
They got a sore throat.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. That's a shame. Because when you're a singer, that would seem to be a hindrance.
That would be a bad thing, yeah. Considering they're doing, when are they doing Leno? Tonight?
Yeah, and then Nokia
tomorrow
the following night.
Hey!
So that's got to be Ralph.
They're a terrific band, though. Their new album is so great. It's definitely worth picking up. So hopefully we're trying to reschedule them. We'll see what happens. It's 5:51 Tuesday morning. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. He still has the evil goatee of death, though.
Yes.
I can't help but notice.
I have the evil facial hair.
Wow, what's going on with that?
Still shooting 10 items or
less.
Oh,
you are?
Yeah. I think my last day of shooting is tomorrow, I think. After the show, I go and shoot a few more scenes, and then I'm free of the evil facial hair.
Do you get to, I know it's a supermarket show, so this is unlikely, but do you get to either kill or be killed on the show like you like to do?
Sadly, I do not.
Oh.
Mm.
I think they're writing me out, though, so I'm being killed in essence.
Really? Well, why don't you just be killed then?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, how about a robbery in the supermarket and then you die in a hail of gunfire?
They did that last season. robbery in the supermarket. They really did.
That's right. That was the first one, I think. Yeah.
But I think they're right, Mia. I'm not sure. I haven't talked to anyone. No one's confirmed it yet.
When the cameras are rolling, just go down.
You know what? Kevin.
Oh, my heart. It's my heart. Whoa.
Hey, people.
Kevin.
That's what Sarah Palin said. You know Kim Coles, the very funny African-American actress from Living Color and Living Single? She's only in shows with Living, apparently.
Right.
She is taking over as the new bad guy on the series, I believe.
Really? From you?
From me, yeah. But they're keeping me in the bullpen just in case they need to pull out, you know, evil facial-haired dude.
All right.
Just like in politics, man, another white man losing his job for some black person. That's what happens, man. We're squeezed out.
It's always the blacks keeping whitey down.
That's what it is, man. White man can't get a break anymore.
It is a tough world to be white.
It is.
Tell you that right now.
Our forefathers have just struggled for generations trying to just get an even playing field.
That's all we're asking.
With the black men. That's all we ask. We're not asking for special consideration. Just give us a chance. Just let all things be equal.
We would just like to see the equal playing field from where we are.
That's right.
That's all. That would be a plus.
People now, smile on your brother.
Hey, you think you like the Kevin and Bean show? Wait till you hear the DeJuan and Anel show, which is no doubt coming very soon.
Whoa, no doubt's going to be on their show?
I would listen to that every day.
All right, let's take a look at what's going on in Hollywood. Ralph is here with the Showbiz. The Showbiz beat is 5:53.
Let's start calling it the Showbiz.
I like it.
Sounds like a bad award show on basic cable. You know, I don't follow. Before I get to the Showbiz, I don't follow the baseball at all. Anybody know what happened last night in the,
oh,
the game?
Oh, Ralph.
What? I'm just. I
How
didn't,
are you going to act
I
like
didn't,
that?
I don't watch baseball.
You don't even like baseball.
That's
How are you
going to
rub
asking.
It in?
I'm asking what happened.
Does someone have Phillies fever?
I got Phillies fever. I actually remember that song. It's tragic.
You really?
Yeah.
That song sounded horrible.
It was.
You have to hear it later. They talk about how great it is to play at the Vet and how the Phillies fans are the best and stuff. It's very funny.
Yeah, back in the day.
And it's disco. It's straight up disco, too.
The digs of Larry Boa and Greg Luzinski, the Bull. Steve Carlton.
Mike Schmidt.
Well, the Schmitty.
Doesn't anybody at that time go...
Schmidt had a gangster-ass mustache.
He rocked
he sure
the stash.
Did. The best.
Ever. Still does, by the way. Still rocking the stash, God bless. So I might just go with the stash. When I lose the evil goatee, I just might rock the stash for a while.
Oh, strong.
Yeah. A porn producer stash?
It's not a porn producer. I like to think of it more as a Magnum P.I. stash.
Not a lot of call for that these days, but...
You know, the timing is great, Ralph, because you've got that facial hair to play with, stash or no stash. With Halloween coming up, maybe you can use it to your advantage and be, you know, Will Ferrell in Anchorman or something like that where the stash would rule.
Todd Palin.
Yeah.
Like, keep the goat and just go with Todd Palin. Yeah. He's got a whole goat rocking. Bring a snowmobile with me at Halloween and just drive that around.
That would be convenient.
It'd be an awkward prop, wouldn't it?
All right, let's talk about show business, shall we? Nothing I love better than the stories of debauchery coming out after the fact of our favorite squeaky clean child stars.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Maureen McCormick,
ooh, which is a name that may sound familiar to some of you. She played Marcia Brady on the legendary TV series The Brady Bunch, which is... still can be seen to this very day. She is releasing her autobiography today, hits stores. And some of the book's revelations include she used to rebel against the saccharine sweetness of the Brady Bunch by taping the show without wearing a bra. Yeah, you go, girl.
No, she didn't.
She's a feminist. She, of course, had a romance with her TV sibling, Barry Williams, who played Greg on the show. We all knew that. Mm-hmm. However, she also dated Michael Jackson.
No way!
It's true.
No possible way.
And Steve Martin.
Oh.
Oddly enough.
The hell? All
right.
Before she got sober in 1985, she frequently engaged in cocaine binges and parties at the Playboy Mansion and at Sammy Davis Jr.'s house.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
Marcia? She's just playing Mad Libs with celebrity names.
Nope. She had to end an unwanted pregnancy as a result of a drug-induced evening of... debauchery
with Michael Jackson.
No word on who the dad was. And towards the end of her drug career, she ended up trading sex for drugs.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yes! Awesome! Marcia.
How about that? That's strong.
I'm digging this book. I'm going to have to pick it up.
No kidding.
So that's in stores today. It's called Here's the Story, Surviving Marcia Brady and Finding My True Voice. I bet she learns a very important lesson at the end.
Mm-hmm. I hope not.
Excuse me. Shannon Mochler in the news. I mentioned yesterday that Travis Barker, when he was talking on his MySpace page, insinuated that his ex-wife hadn't been all that supportive while he's recuperating from severe burns after that horrific plane accident that he was in. He mentioned that he hadn't seen her since the first week he went into the hospital. Well, as they are wont to do,
Shauna and Travis are now trading.
Yeah.
Jabs across the internet.
Here we go. MySpace.
Yep.
That's how they speak.
Yep.
They
speak through MySpace. They do.
Fun for the kids.
Shauna now has written that although Travis is trying to paint her out as not being very supportive, she believes that she was. And her quote is, "With great tragedies come great truths. These truths either bring people together or tear them apart."
Huh?
No, no one knows what that means. But apparently.
It tore them apart.
It tore them apart.
I guess.
She went, "Ew, you're all like burned." It's like a bummer. Can't even be around you.
F you, you effing bitch.
I don't think Star Jones will be invited back to sit in with the ladies of The View anytime soon.
F you, you effing bitch.
She told a reporter for Essence Magazine, which, as you know, is the magazine for black women everywhere.
Sure.
That the colleagues on her show, Joy Behar, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and Barbara Walters, were all hateful towards her. Let me tell you something, Star. If there's four people in a room and three of them hate you, it may not be their fault.
Yeah.
You may have to shoulder a certain amount of responsibility.
Maybe they're right.
She earned the hate, that's for sure.
She thinks that Barbara Walters set her up. Well, you know what a conniving bitch Barbara Walters can be.
By giving her a $1 million a year job for all those years on national television, that's how she got set up?
Yeah.
To open her pie hole and plan her wedding and all that BS?
How dare she?
Jeez, what a bitch.
Unreal. Jennifer Lopez and Mark Antony.
Antony.
Renewed their wedding vows in Las Vegas last Sunday morning, but apparently now we know why.
Oh.
According to Fox News, the couple caught a performance of Mind Freak Chris Angel.
Yeah?
Before they decided to get their vows renewed.
Right.
So I think he just mind freaked them, man.
Really?
Yeah. He gave them a post-hypnotic suggestion or something. They had to go get married again.
To everyone in the audience or just them?
Oh. It's magic.
Yeah.
Apparently, though, they were fighting before they renewed their vows.
Sure. Oh, that's good.
They went to see Chris Angel, then hit two nightclubs, and Jen wasn't happy because Mark was talking to a bunch of guys at a table next to them, and she felt ignored. So he said, "All right, let's go over to our vows. Let's shut you up."
That is romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Sounds like, Sounds like they had a full night. I mean, going to Chris Angel, right? You got to do that. Then they're hitting nightclubs. They're doing that. It just seems like, with all the things that they were doing in Las Vegas, with all the activities they were engaging in, and all the partying they were doing, I'm surprised they were even time to carve out some moments to go find a minister and to renew their vows. It just seems like they had a jam-packed evening already.
It does seem like with just a limited number of hours at night, like how on earth did they have time to get so much done in such a short period of time in Las Vegas?
Well, I did a little research, and I talked to my contacts there in Las Vegas, and they said apparently when it comes to Jennifer Lopez, there's always room for J-Lo! Thank you
hey,
so much.
Knock it off!
Yeah, I sure Victorino'd that one, didn't I? I just like seeing Mike miserable. I couldn't care less about baseball.
It's quite miserable.
It's just so much fun. Today's celebrity birthdays, Stacy Keibler.
Yes!
Come on now.
Oh. God damn it, yes!
Yeah.
She's 29 years old today. 28 of those years are leg.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
I didn't know you measured it that way, but all right.
Her legs were born before the rest of her body was. Just legs,
like a giraffe.
Legs have kept coming and coming and coming. I was like, what the? I think you just gave birth to legs. And then that little torso popped out.
Yeah.
Usher turns 30 years old today. Dixie chick Natalie Maines is 34. And funny, talented British actor Steve Coogan. If you saw Hamlet 2, you know how funny he can be. He is 43 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Tell me that the election's tomorrow, I beg you.
No.
Well, it's 3 weeks from today, Kevin.
Three weeks.
I mean, considering there was a time when this campaign was going on with these candidates and it was a year and a half ago, at least now we're down to the final 3 weeks. That's a step in the right direction, right?
Yep.
I know we say this all the time, but we have to just do what Britain does. How long are you allowed to campaign in Britain before the election, Kevin?
I think it's like
2 months or something,
right?
I think
it's a month, but everybody else is 2 months. At any rate, there should be a limit of how long you can – when you can start. And it should be a really short amount of time. And to me, it seems like they should all both get the exact same amount of money.
I agree. By the way, John McCain was 40 when this campaign began.
That's right. That is true.
Barack Obama was 8. Born yet. I mean, it's really been going on too long. But yeah, we are in the home stretch now, and it is starting to get ugly. And one of these two men will be the president of the United States. And we do have Senator McCain from Arizona on the phone right now to talk about the last 3 weeks of campaign strategy. Good morning, Senator.
What?
How are you? It's your old friends Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. How are you feeling today, dude?
I'm feeling great.
Okay.
We're going to keep fighting 24-7.
That's what I heard you say.
Yeah.
I also heard you say that you're going to kick his you-know-what.
No, I said I'm going to whip his you-know-what.
Whatever.
That's how we used to treat the blacks when I was a boy.
No.
We've moved past.
Take him out to the plantation.
No, it's not that at all.
We need to not talk about that.
You know, a lot of people have, because you're, you know, the Straight Talk Express, and because you've tried to, you know, to keep things civil, and, you know, you get a lot of credit for that. It seems like the campaign has turned a lot more negative here in the final stretch. You're starting to really throw a lot of mud at your opponent.
Screw you! That's not true.
It is
not
true.
No, I am conducting a respectful race, and I respect Senator Obama, even though he faked the moon landing.
He didn't fake the moon
landing. He faked it.
He wasn't even alive then, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
69? Yeah, he was alive.
Only a few years.
Hadn't done the research.
Little kid.
He shot it out in the Arizona desert, and he faked it.
No, I don't think that's
true. I respect Senator Obama and everything he's done.
Well, that's good. Okay.
But it seems like, I mean, all the impartial, you know, websites and foundations that track this stuff are saying that you're so off base by trying to link him to that Ayers guy. I mean, Obama really was 8 when the guy was involved in blowing stuff up and has been nothing but a model citizen, you know, since then.
I respect Senator Obama.
Mm-hmm. You do.
And all that he's done. I think he's a decent man.
That's good to hear.
And we will conduct a respectful race regarding his accomplishments.
That's great.
Despite the fact that he raped a bitch on TV.
Okay.
That did not happen.
There's no for it.
That didn't
There's
happen.
No proof of that
on
at all,
TV.
Senator. That did not happen,
on TV.
But I respect him. And I hope everyone else respects him, too. Even though he opens up people's brains and steals their superpowers.
That's not him.
That's
Siler on Heroes.
Right off.
Nope, that's Siler on Heroes.
But I respect him.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Despite the fact that he broke up Blink 182.
I don't think that was him either.
That
was Kevin, really, more than it was Senator Obama.
How dare you?
He didn't know anything about them at all.
But I hope my followers would also respect Senator Obama.
Your followers have been pretty vocal.
Yeah, I know, and I think there's a little too much animosity out there,
okay.
A little too much rage, and I want everyone to respect the other candidate, even though we have fundamental differences.
Right.
All right, that's fair.
The fact that he started the fires in Puerto Rico. I saw him with a lighter.
You didn't see him.
He wasn't
with a
even
lighter.
In California.
He had some flint and some dry kindling.
No, he didn't.
And I'm pretty sure he was burning a body of someone he murdered.
That just none of that's true, Senator.
And he had carpoolers canceled.
Oh, he did.
Oh, that was him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He gave Paul Newman cancer.
He didn't do any of that.
He got Kim Kardashian kicked off a Dancing with the Stars.
That's not true.
But I respect him.
It doesn't sound like it. I got to be honest.
I do, and I hope we'll have a very respectful race.
I can tell.
Even though he's an Arab.
He's not? What are
he's
you saying?
Not an Arab.
Some woman told me he was an Arab.
Right, it's right, one of your stump speeches. But then you said yourself, no, he's not. That's ridiculous.
I may have been wrong.
He was born in the United States and has been a citizen since the minute he was born.
Or was he?
He was.
Yeah.
He was. That's pretty much on the record.
Or is it?
Oh,
yeah. Senator,
you're not going to bring...
Who is Barack Obama? Who is he?
He's a senator from Chicago?
I'm asking because I don't remember things all that well anymore.
Okay. He's the guy you're running against, Mr. McCain.
You raped a bitch on TV.
Didn't do
no,
that.
He did. Oh, dear God.
Nope.
Here we go again.
That's just not the case. You're not going to bring any of this up tomorrow night in the debate, are you?
No. Okay, I'm just going to whip his ass.
Okay.
Whip it good. Whip it real good.
That's perfect.
By the way, yesterday we had a great time with the Ting Tings in our studio. They came in for an interview and performance, and it is available for you at krock.com if you want to check it out in the Kevin and Bean section, if you want to see some live Ting Tings. They were awesome, weren't they?
They were really good, yeah. And Lightning really was in fun. There with his usual video, you know, hanging from the ceiling, crawling underneath their legs.
That's not distracting.
No, not at all.
All Lightning video, for some reason, I don't know what it is about him, has to look like a Bigfoot video. Like, you have to not really be able to tell what it is you're looking at. That's the only way he's satisfied. It can't be well-lit and, like, center frame. It's got to be dodgy.
I think it's his attempt at art, I think is what it is. He wants it to be arty, but it's not.
He's Lightning Scorsese.
Yes, yeah. A 105-year-old virgin. Let me just go over that again, if you don't mind. A 105-year-old virgin.
Well, once you hit 89, really, what's the point?
Really? What about 88? You still in the market?
I don't know.
She says that her secret to long life is celibacy.
Or so she thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Clara Meadmore is her name. She celebrated her birthday with a, and this is straight from the news story from Fox News. She celebrated her birthday with a drop of wine at a nursing home in Cornwall, England. A drop.
Maybe if she had a little bit more wine, she wouldn't still be a virgin at 105.
That's
you ever
a
think
good
about that?
Point.
And they said, what's wrong with sex? And she said, I imagine it's a lot of hassle.
She's right about that.
People have asked me whether I'm a homosexual. The answer is no. I've never been interested in sex. Never.
Hmm.
She was born in Glasgow, Scotland in 1903.
Wow. Isn't that something?
Never had sex to this day.
I suppose when she was growing up, you had to get married for the most part, right? I mean, those were pretty uptight times. That
I would imagine.
Been 1923.
She lived in Canada. She lived in New Zealand as a child. She served in the Egypt Army during World War II.
No kidding.
So you got the chance there to use
some.
You
think someone would grab her in the desert?
Some shore leave time?
Absolutely. I wonder about that because, you know, a lot of people, especially as Lisa mentions back then, I mean, you know, she's waiting for the right guy, waiting to get married or whatever. It just didn't happen. But you get to be, you know, 40, it seems like, and then you'd start to think, well, I'm just going to go for it. I mean, I think most people
or
would, right?
Or it's way too scary in your head at that point. It just freaks you out.
Yeah, I imagine that's part of it, is just that you haven't done it. You don't know so much.
You've never been naked in front of a man, and now you're 40, and you're going to do that? I could see
it. My suggestion is,
she ugly, she ugly, U-G-L-Y, she ain't got no alibi, she ugly.
That's my guess.
Well, that's probably true.
But let's be honest, there are very few women, Kevin, who are so ugly they can't get somebody to have sex with them.
Oh, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
I mean, there's Star Jones, obviously, that comes to mind. But beyond that, who else immediately do you think of? There aren't
I many. Shan't waste an ounce of wiener on you.
It is, I mean, it is curious. I wonder, I'd love to know what the percentage is of people who die virgins. I'd love to know how,
That's
I mean,
a great
it has
question.
To be incredibly, incredibly rare.
Who
right?
lived their whole lives, not, they didn't die
their
early,
whole lives,
but
yeah.
they lived their whole lives and died a virgin.
Yeah.
With the exception, obviously, of the people going to the priesthood or whatever. I mean, that's, you know, they're making a choice. But somebody like this, I mean, obviously she's making a choice too, but there's no reason I can think of automatically. Mm. I mean, she probably didn't plan. If you'd asked her at 20, do you plan to never have sex and never marry? She probably would not have answered yes.
I'm sure not. It's one of those things for her that just one day she woke up and went, wow, this isn't going to happen,
so horny.
Is it?
My God, she's unappealing.
Yes.
Well, I doubt that we have too many 100-plus-year-olds out there, but I'd be willing to bet that we do have some virgins who are over 30,
yeah,
I would imagine.
I think we
there.
Talked to one last time we did this
we did,
a while
yeah.
back. Yeah.
And I wonder if we can beat that. I wonder how old a virgin we can find out there with no mocking, by the way. Can we all agree that the point of this isn't to mock, it's just to explore?
No. Are you kidding?
All right, you mock, we'll explore.
Okay.
Okay.
I cannot mock.
Kevin will be handling the mocking, but I want to hear more about how you ended up the way you did as a big fat loser. I mean, as somebody who made the choice not to have sex. That's what we're talking about here today.
I know there are people who are raised in religious ways, mm-hmm. and some of those say, you know, you shouldn't have sex till you're married.
Right.
But really, even those people, by the time you get to 30, I mean, don't you go, okay, well, that sounded great my whole life, but
or
here
you
I
just
am.
Marry someone.
Just get married, one or the
yes,
other.
Yes, that's right. And then there's guys like our friend Nick, for instance, who just gets to the point where he goes, well, this is getting crazy now. And he goes the Tijuana hooker route. I mean, you know, there's another option.
Which turns him off from sex for the rest of his life because that's not a good route.
He went, okay, done that.
Yeah. That is not a good sexual experience.
How old are you as a virgin still? That's the story that we want to hear from you. 1-800-520-1067. And by the way, if we can find somebody age appropriate for our little friend Clara Meadmore in the story, maybe we can hook you guys up.
Yes.
Nice.
I mean, if you're, you know, 80, 85, something like that, maybe you and Clara get together and just knock it out.
Man or woman.
So at this point, sure.
1-800-520-1067 is the telephone number for people who have been a virgin and you are still a virgin. Gary Coleman, by the way, is the oldest one I know.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 45.
And he said on divorce court that they had had sex.
Yeah, sort of, he said, though.
Yeah, I don't know if he knows what sex is.
Sort of.
What do you guys think the age is we'll get here from our
the
listeners?
Oldest? I would guess.
Think we'll find a 40?
I don't think so.
I'm thinking mid-30s, early to mid-30s.
I'm thinking 17 is as good as we're going to get.
I have a very close friend who was 40, and his wife was 42 when they got married, and they were both virgins. They were straight-up religious. I mean, that was why for them. But it does happen.
I have a friend who's 45.
I mean, if they hadn't met each other, they might still be virgins.
You have a friend who's what?
45.
45?
Not married, has never had sex.
Lisa, do him a favor. Come on.
It's a girl.
Do her a favor.
Do her a favor.
It's a religious thing.
Set it
Same
up.
Thing. Oh.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next. See, usually if you get to about 30 and you haven't had sex, that's what you say.
Rape me.
Oh, no.
I'm saying you go find
really
No. In a sexy way, not in a bad
that's
way.
That's not what
you're
saying.
No, I'm saying
that.
You go out and find sex is all I mean. Come
rape
on,
in a good way is what Kevin is saying. Oh, dear God.
Really?
It's the story of the 105-year-old virgin. She thinks celibacy is the key to her long life. She is a British woman named Clara Meadmore, 105 years old, in the news this week. By the way, we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you are, say, over 30 and still a virgin, we want to hear about that. Somebody emailed to suggest, what about AC Green? Isn't he still a virgin? He's over 50, the former Laker.
Yeah.
Is he still a virgin, he claims?
Well, when he was playing, he used to say not only was he still a virgin, but he didn't even practice like making out with his wife and stuff because he thought it was against his moral
but
belief.
But he did finally marry, though.
I don't know. I really don't know. I just remember in the 80s when he was playing, he used to always talk about how important it was for him to not have to share any type of romantic activity.
So how old are you and why? What's the story? 1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to Jeff. He's in Eagle Rock this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Jeff. Thanks for holding on. What's the deal, dude?
Good morning.
Hi there.
I'm 44, and I'm still a virgin.
44?
How that
religious thing?
I was really fat for a long time. I just lost a lot of weight.
Oh, I see. So you were really fat, so you were insecure, and you didn't really try.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So,
what about Kevin's suggestion that once you hit 30, you should be looking to rape? What about that?
I didn't say that. I was talking about from a girl's point of view. You can get sex if you really want it. That's what I was making
Jeff,
a joke about.
If you've waited this long, does it make you incredibly nervous to think about actually having sex with someone?
A little bit, and also, but more just interacting with in an intimate way with women is hard.
So is new for you, yeah.
Do you think it's because you speak so slowly?
Bean, you weren't going to mock, you were going
I'm not
to explore.
I'm not mocking the virgin part. I'm mocking how bad Jeff is on the phone. I think that may be part of the problem.
I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous.
I'm sure he's a little nervous, yeah.
Leave him alone.
All right, Jeff, so now you've lost a bunch of weight. You're 44 years old. What's your plan?
I am on some dating stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's more just getting my confidence and self-esteem up. Because unfortunately, I still see myself as fat.
Right.
Right.
Have you considered purchasing?
You know, I have. I just, I haven't,
gotten that desperate yet?
I've just definitely thought about it.
Well, here's the thing about that, Jeff, is that I would say, first of all, it's illegal. No one should do it. First of all. But second of all,
unless you go to certain counties in Nevada, by the way, which case you could do it legally.
But second of all, at least you could get that, you know, that awkward first time behind you, and then maybe you'd be a little less scared, a little more easy to talk to girls because
maybe a little more confident.
Because you know,
you'd understand what the parts are and everything, right?
I think he understands what the parts are.
Well, you don't know, man.
No, I know what the parts are.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Okay. Perhaps that's a route to go. It'll at least give you a little confidence.
I know.
And by the way, Jeff, there are women out there. You do have female counterparts who also had been heavy, lost a lot of weight, and still see themselves as fat chicks that are having the same kind of confidence problem you do. So, I mean, it's not like you're alone in this situation. There are other people in the same boat. It's just a question of, you know, increasing the odds by meeting as many people as you can.
I'm working on that part too. I'm getting more confidence as I get along. I've lost over 100 pounds.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for
I'm
you,
impressed.
Man.
Let me ask one last question, though, and I'm not meaning this to be rude, but he lost over 100 pounds. Are you still 700 plus?
No, I'm 203.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
There
Excellent.
You go.
That's great.
All right, and the last tip I'll give you, Jeff, because you sound like a good guy, is more email, less on the phone, okay?
Okay.
All right, dude.
Go to lowestselfesteem.com, and then you can find someone else in your same boat.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate you calling. Samantha writes in, by the way, guys, I'm not proud of it, but I am still a virgin. I am fat and insecure. Only old guys like fatties. Also, the opportunity has never presented itself seriously. By the way, Samantha is kind of lucky because there are a lot of guys out there who are really into fat chicks.
Chubby chasers.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you got to be pretty fat.
And I'm sure there's sites, sites that you can go to for that.
Samantha is 32, by the way. So, I mean, that's a little bit of a different situation than Jeff was at, what, 40, 44 or something
like that. Yeah.
I can't believe this, by the way, but producer Alex heard us talking about the story and has somehow lined up our 105-year-old virgin from England. We have Clara Meadmore on the line. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Clara.
Hi, Clara.
Hello. How are you two today?
We're good. You're in the news here in the United States.
Yes, so I understand.
You just celebrated your 105-year-old birthday, and apparently you've never had sex, and you think that's a good thing.
No, I believe that I've lived so long because of my virginity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why do you think sex makes you die earlier?
Well,
we've got a guy we can hook you up with.
Always.
Yes, okay.
Yes, Clara.
Sorry, yeah.
Believe.
Yes, believe. You always believe.
That.
Right? Always believe that, yes.
When
you have sex.
You
have sex?
Have
sex?
Sex.
Yes.
Right. You always believe when you have sex. Yes.
You
what?
Lose a certain amount.
You lose a certain amount of.
Of,
right?
Your.
Mm-hmm. Yes, your what?
Energy.
That's
why I'm so energetic.
You are. You sound very energetic, Clara.
Which one of you is the rapist?
Lisa.
Kevin.
Kevin is
that's
the rapist.
Lisa.
No, that's Kevin.
Would you like to stop by for some tea?
No. I don't think I would, to be honest.
I think I'm ready.
Yeah, I think. Oh. You know what? I'll be there about noon.
However, I believe my vajayjay has healed over.
Has it? Does
that's
it do
very
that?
Very possible.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
It closes?
It does.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
You've got some work to do, Kevin.
So,
wow.
Bring it on, Ficky.
From a 105-year-old.
How did you know my nickname at college?
Oh, it's on the website.
Wow. Didn't realize that.
Yeah.
All right, I'll be there about noon, Clara.
All right.
Okay. Can't wait. Hey, don't talk when I get there. All right. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Psycho Mike is an animal.
Yeah. Yes.
And not in the best sense of the word. We'll tell you about that just after
the
top.
Like,
of the
I want to F you like an animal. Nope. Not like in a cool way.
Not like that at all.
No, in a sloppy, messy way.
Very bad way.
Yeah. Plus we'll talk about Megan Fox next hour and Al Pacino starring in a Tommy Lasorda movie. That's what's in Variety this week, and we'll talk some more about that coming up. First, with all the other showbiz news, here's Ralph Garman.
Well, Jessica Simpson is denying rumors that she's engaged to boyfriend Tony Homo.
He said homo.
She tells Entertainment Tonight that the story about the couple heading to Neiman Marcus to pick out a big fat diamond for her simply isn't true. Because she couldn't drag him into Neiman Marcus if she tried, she says. Well, at least he's got the common sense.
to avoid that blitz. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because blitz is a
blitz
term.
Blitz is a defensive term in
right,
the NFL.
Right. Football.
If he sees it coming, he can step aside.
Maybe he should get a ring and put it on his little pinky. Oh, it hurts. Oh, my pinky hurts.
Perhaps a thumb ring.
Perhaps
well.
He should get a thumb ring.
Hey, Mike.
Not here. Not here.
Oh.
Sorry, just took a phone call and walked out.
Just suggesting, since he randomly picked the Cowboys, maybe it's time to randomly pick the Cardinals. They seem to be better.
Well, they do have a bye week coming up the next couple of weeks, the Cowboys. So he's only going to miss about three games, they're guessing. So he's got that going for him. David Spade is my nominee for Father of the Year.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
David Spade.
He got someone pregnant.
He impregnated a Playboy playmate named Jillian Grace, which, by the way, how wrong is that?
I know. He keeps getting those girls. It's bizarre.
The playmate, David Spade.
Yep.
There's the combination.
Yeah.
Then when she got pregnant, he walked away. He announced at the time if the baby turned out to be his, then he would assume responsibility. Well, the DNA test did prove to be positive. And David tells Us Weekly that he has not met his daughter yet, but plans to sometime soon.
Asshole.
Okay.
Wow. That just warms the cockles of your heart, doesn't it?
Yep. That's beautiful.
Seeing a guy like that step up to the plate and be a daddy
someday. How old is the kid now?
8. No, I have no idea.
I mean, how long does it take to get DNA testing?
Oh, they got it immediately, as soon as the baby was born.
Yeah, you have to wait till the baby's born, though.
Yeah. But he said he's going to meet her soon.
Yeah.
His schedule permits.
Yeah, you know.
Because he's so busy.
It's not when, production for Rules of Engagement slows down.
He'll do lunch with her.
That show's still on?
I don't know.
Yeah. Vanessa Hudgens can't drink yet.
Please.
But she can buy real estate. In Touch magazine reports she just bought a new $3 million house.
Wow. Wow.
It's just weird.
Wow.
She can't legally have a cocktail, and she's got a $3 million home.
How old is she? She's like 20?
Yeah.
Because I know my sweet Zach is still 20.
Speaking of being sweet Zach, it's not easy being a star. You know, this High School Musical thing is so popular. Apparently, Zach can't even go to the bathroom in peace. He says he's been approached while in the men's room.
By Bean?
Oh, for an autograph. I thought he was just being approached in the men's room. Being tapped at under the stall.
You think guys would be a little cooler than that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. No.
Generally, except for Bean.
No, I think if you're standing at the urinal or whatever, and dude's like, hey, dude, my wife loves you. Give me an autograph.
Oh, my God.
Gay wad.
Vanessa Hudgens also said she's been asked for autographs while in the stall, which is even more intrusive because you have to go into a stall if you're a chick.
Yeah,
they
sure.
They pass right. It underneath.
That means someone's going, hey, how's it going?
It's the girl next door. She's pushing over a piece of paper and a pen.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Speaking of girls next door, Holly Madison is talking about her breakup with Hugh Hefner, saying she still hasn't moved out of the mansion because no one there knows what she wants to put into storage yet, so she's going to do the packing on her own.
That's newsworthy.
Yeah, let's just wait and see about that. It'll be out in the front of the house in about 3 days.
Yeah, right. Sorry, the 19-year-old twins need the room.
Yep.
Here's the thing I'm thinking about Holly Madison. Very attractive playmate, right?
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Ordinarily, any one of us guys saw her at a party, you'd be like, wow, just totally out of our league. No way I could hook up with her.
Right.
But now with her, you'd be like, I'm better than an 82-year-old. I don't care who he was. I got a shot. Because I know that I look better naked already than an 82-year-old. You got to have a little bit more confidence with this particular playmate than you would any other playmate. She spent most of her time banging an 82-year-old.
Well, yeah. There is that.
You got to come off better than that, right?
But he was Hef, though.
But you know what?
He's your god, Ralph.
I recognize the appeal of Hef. Don't get me wrong. But now that she's blown it.
I think this is blasphemy coming out of
your
mouth.
Now that she's blown it.
Not anymore.
She spent years within the sheets with a dude whose teeth would come out and who knows what kind of wrinkles he's carrying where. But gotta look better. Got to.
He's got a lot of game off the field, Ralph.
I understand that.
You don't.
But I'm saying if you're just taking a shot.
Sure, I hear
just
you.
Just for the okay. night.
I hear you.
You gotta feel, look, I'm more than likely I'll get shot down, but better shot with this playmate than maybe any other.
Could be, yeah.
Don't you think?
Sure. You going to try it?
No.
No, okay.
I'm just saying.
All right.
And Zeppelin, rumors that they may be going out on tour have been circulating for years now.
Make it true.
Well, it looks as if Led Zeppelin will be going out on tour after all.
Yes. Tell me more. Yes.
That'd be sweet.
But without Robert Plant. There's the show.
It's not Led Zeppelin then.
That's like Twisted Sister without Dee Snider right there.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
There are several reports that Jimmy Page, John Paul Jones, and Jason Bonham have been rehearsing with an American singer named Miles Kennedy.
Oh, Miles does good work.
Who is a frontman for a band called Alter Bridge, apparently.
Yeah, he was the replacement for Scott Stapp when the rest of the guys in Creed went on to start that band Alter Bridge. So.
Well, if he replaced Scott Stapp, he's got to be able to replace Robert Plant.
Sure, same thing.
Same level of excellence.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
So,
no Robert Plant.
No Robert Plant if you see Zeppelin in concert.
Wow. That's just not good.
Wow.
And in more classic rock news, Ringo Starr has announced that after October the 20th, he will no longer be signing autographs.
Ever?
Nope.
He's just over it?
He's done. Apparently, this just applies to things that are mailed to him, apparently. Apparently, he gets a lot of fan mail and people ask for autograph photos or send him things to sign and send back. He said he just can't do it anymore.
Well, I could see that.
Says, so no more fan mail. Thank you. No objects to be signed. Nothing after October the 20th. And this just 20 years after the last person asked. He's finally decided.
Seriously, all you people mailing me stuff, you got to stop.
Hey, come on. If you're going to mail me something, you better do it soon. Because as of October 20th, no more. That's it.
Anyone?
Anybody?
People who insist that karma is real should revisit their thinking when they see that Ringo Starr is still alive and George Harrison and John Lennon are dead, by the way.
Come on, we all know Ringo was the real talent behind the Beatles.
Sure.
Tuesday means new DVDs and CDs in stores everywhere. You may want to check out a movie called Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, which is available on DVD this week.
Check out the first three quarters.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
Just saying.
Those of us who did not see it in the theater, like me, Ralph, should we bother?
Yes. I think more so even on DVD than in the theaters.
I think so, too. It's kind of fun to watch.
It's obviously the lesser of all four Indiana Jones films. But it's
still not worse than the second one, is it?
Yes. Because of the ending.
Yeah.
Because of the ending.
Wow.
I never hated the second one all that much, but this one does not measure up to the other three.
I just remember Miss Cleo's review when she came in the day after it opened.
It sucked.
That's all. That just has stuck with me ever since.
Yeah. CDs in stores this week. AC/DC's got a new disc out.
Oh, all right.
Called Black Ice. However, it is only available at Walmart. You wouldn't think Walmart and AC/DC would be in bed together.
That is a strange mix.
Why the ice got to be black? Anyone?
Just let it go. Just move on.
Shantae's got a new CD as well called The Vault. Paris Bennett. Remember Paris
American
Bennett?
Idol.
American Idol?
No.
Right. She's got a new Christmas album out. The Christmas albums are starting to come
out. He already has it, I'm sure.
A Royal Christmas. Brian Setzer Orchestra. Brian Setzer, of course, from the Stray Cats. He's got a new Christmas album out called The Ultimate Christmas Collection.
Mm-hmm.
And Boo and Boo 2 have a new CD as well called No Tempo. I have no idea who they are, but I just wanted to say Boo and Boo 2.
Boo and Boo 2 is the name?
That's right. Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Steve Coogan is 43 years old today. Speaking of DVDs, if you've never seen Steve Coogan's TV series from England called Alan Partridge, I'm Alan Partridge.
Never seen that.
Oh, so very funny. If you like British humor at all, you should definitely check it out. It's available on DVD. He was recently in Hamlet 2 and in Tropic Thunder. Mm-hmm. He's 43 years old today. Dixie chick Natalie Maines is 34 years old today. Usher is 30. And Stacey Keebler is 29 years old today. Not only is she a beautiful girl and a talented dancer, as we saw in Dancing with the Stars, but her cookies, beyond compare.
Huh?
The Keebler, you ever had the Keebler cookies?
It's not the same.
Those pecan sandies?
That's
forget about it.
That isn't the same.
Or the fudgy... The whales, that's whatever the they call
Keebler.
Those, the fudgy squares.
Not the same Keebler.
She lives in that tree with those dudes.
Nope, not the same Keebler. Different person.
Just squirting fudge.
Nope, that's not fudge.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
I have so many questions I can't even begin to tell you.
I'm saying sometimes the right thing to do isn't always the normal thing to do. Sometimes you got to think outside the box. It was the right thing to do. I didn't want to do it.
We're outside the bathroom.
Hold on a sec, you guys. It's Kevin Beach Show on K-Rock 106.7 KRQ. I am going to filibuster right now and see if I can prevent this conversation from even getting on the air.
by telling you about the brand new K-Rock sticker, which you can pick up at Del Taco. Come on. You can win the 2009 Toyota Matrix by filling out the back and sending it in or registering at KRock.com, Kevin, once you get your sticker. Also, the K-Rock Golden Ticket is up for grabs. Tickets to every K-Rock show in 2009. It's a new logo. It's red and green and black. What else can I think to say about it to stop this conversation from happening?
If you really need to go to the bathroom and can't get to a restroom, you can close things up with it.
there you go.
You know what I mean?
Wow. Seal it off.
So yesterday we were talking to a listener in What a Do Nephew, and the guy called and said that he saw a homeless man relieving himself.
All right, hold on one sec.
And a warning here. We're dealing with a sensitive subject, which is not suitable for young children.
Let me add to that.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, parental discretion is advised.
And finally,
the American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this program.
Warning. All right. The following show features stunts performed either by professionals or under the supervision of professionals.
Right.
Accordingly, MTV and the producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any stunt or activity performed on this show.
Very important in this particular case.
This program contains graphic images which may be disturbing to sensitive viewers. The people profiled all survive. Discretion is advised.
All right, Cycle Mike.
So homeless guy on the street, no place to go, so went on the street, essentially. That's what the call was about, right?
Yes, and Cycle Mike walked around to the other side, stepped up to the microphone, and said, I did that on Friday night.
Yes, he did.
And we said, tell us no more. We need to find out tomorrow when we have time to talk about it.
Mike, there are no circumstances under which that should ever happen.
Normally, I agree.
Not for a civilized person who has a car and a home and
is potty trained.
And is potty trained. Thank you, Lisa.
You know what? Look.
Bean's dogs don't do that. His puppies stopped doing that the other day. They're 3 weeks old.
I didn't plan on going out that day and doing that in public. I didn't want to do it. It needed to be done.
No.
Yeah.
That's never happened to any of us.
Yeah. The United States government didn't want to drop bombs on Japan. They had to do it. It was something
forced.
It was forced. You know what I'm saying? For the good of all humans.
Tell me about the perfect storm of a situation where it actually made sense to you to go out into the front yard of your parents' house.
Okay.
Not the backyard, the front yard.
I'm driving home. I'm driving from K-Rock. I had just finished the show, and I was going to my parents' house. They were out of town. They asked me to please feed their dogs.
Yes.
So I'm driving there, and I get off the 110 freeway in Pasadena, and they live like inland from the freeway. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I kind of have to go to the bathroom, but I'm okay. I could definitely make it to my parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
I get about a mile in, and I'm about a mile and a half away from my parents' house, and I realize, uh-oh. I don't know why. I don't know how, but it immediately turned to DEFCON 1.
Okay.
I mean, it was going
to
happen.
All right. Let me explain something to most people that know this already. That doesn't really happen to most of us. Mike finds himself in that situation on a daily basis where he – if he doesn't find a restroom in 10 seconds, it's coming anyway.
I am going to say it's partly his fiber intake.
Could be.
Possibly.
Could
which
be.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah. But
all right.
Maybe
Mike,
don't
let me
do
ask
that
you this.
So much.
Let me ask you this, Mike. I'm trying, again, to put myself in a regular person's shoes in your situation. That person would go, I really need to go. Probably not going to make it to my folks' house. Oh, look, there's a McDonald's.
Yeah. I'm in a city that doesn't allow there's no businesses. There's a couple mom and pop little places like that, but they don't allow
bathrooms.
No, listen to me. I am in residential place with like a million restrictions. There's nothing around me for a good 2 mile radius of home.
Gas station.
And I'm not pulling up to someone else's home and saying, excuse me, it's an emergency.
Okay, so you pull up, so you save it till you get to your parents' house, you run inside.
I said, okay, look, I'm just going to have to barge it. So I'm blowing stop signs. I'm flying down Monterey Road to get to my parents' house.
Again, there's another problem here. The problem that you have to blow by
signs. I'm sweating. I'm like, this is bad news.
Maybe a little less fiber is what we're saying.
Okay.
But I think it's a really good suggestion.
So you're sweating, you're blowing through stop signs to get to the house. Okay.
You're going to kill someone.
I'm finally getting to my parents' house. I'm making a left turn into their driveway. Okay, now there's the access to their front yard is much quicker. It'd be much quicker to get to the actual house and the bathroom to go through their front yard. Because I know you're saying just run into the backyard if you had to do it that bad.
Right.
The way their house is built, trust me, I had to go through the front door. So I'm pulling into their house, and as I'm pulling in, it's happening.
How is it happening?
It's.
Have you not been trained?
Listen to me.
I want to hit him with a newspaper.
Little kids can hold it.
Did you not even sniff around in the grass for a good spot to go?
I throw my car in park. It's still moving. My car. The car's like, you know, it bounces back and forth because I said, look, this is bad news. I jump out of the car. As I'm jumping, it's really happening. So I say, screw it. I can't get my keys out and open the front door, which is locked.
You had keys. See, I thought all along you didn't have
door
keys
locked.
And you were stuck outside.
That's
you
what I thought.
Actually chose.
Yeah. I pulled out my janitor key size key ring and I said, there's no way I'm going to do it. I'm going to literally, this is going to happen. So I'm not going to do it in my clothes.
Okay.
So I jump behind a bush.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Have you never heard of or tried to hold it physically? Human beings can keep that from happening on purpose. That's what we're taught when we're little.
I understand that. I use all my
It's coming and I don't have any choice in the matter.
You're
You know what? Screw you. You spend 8 hours a day doing squats in the gym to build up your glutes. You can't clench your ass together for 5 minutes.
I used maximum sphincter power. You guys are all wrong. There's always been situations where it's maximum emergency and you don't even see it coming. It just your stomach turns. When let's say I'm trying not to be too descriptive, but it's liquid.
No.
It's not.
I understand
that.
But I'm telling you that every other human being on this planet, Ralph, Lisa, me being everybody, you could hold it for another 8 seconds to open the door and go to the bathroom.
Unless you've had a high colonic from a fire hose, there's no reason you can't spend the extra 10 seconds to get indoors.
This doesn't happen to me often. This isn't something I commonly do. This is a freak of
it happens to you all the time.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
I've never done this outdoors unless to be a jerk.
But you have been like, oh my God, I gotta go and run to the bathroom.
But usually, like you said, I'll be like, oh, let me think about the situation. I can go to a gas. I was in a place where the only option was to just try and go as fast as I could to my parents' house, and I couldn't make it. I just couldn't. So I jump behind the bush and I handle my business. Want to know the worst part? I'm back there, and right then, the gardeners decide to show up and pull in my parents' front yard. And I'm like, okay, what do I do?
I hope they cut you down with a weed eater.
I can either just hang out back here until someone walks around the backyard and try to get away, or I can walk out right now and just pretend like I'm looking around the front yard or maybe doing some planting or something.
Doing some planting.
I finish what I'm doing, and I try my best to make sure that there's no mess on me.
How do you manage that? On me.
You know what I'm saying?
Pull some leaves off a tree.
Exactly. So I pull my pants up.
Wow.
And I walk out. I'm like, hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? And I go inside my parents' house, and I just stand at the front window looking over, hoping they don't go to mow the lawn in that area. And
did you clean up that area?
No, I left. I was too scared.
You can't just leave that
there. I was
too scared of what?
The poopy monster?
Eight?
No, I was scared that, if I go back there...
Don't you at least bury it like a dog?
If I go back there and draw attention to that area while the gardeners are there, they're going to maybe think something's up back there.
Up back there. Clean it up.
But the gardeners, that's not part of their job description to have to find that and deal with that. Mike,
you're right, but I was hoping they'd think it was like a giant bird or something.
Okay, this is Friday.
A giant
pterodactyl.
I haven't been in my parents'
Saturday
house since.
Saturday to clean it up?
I haven't been in my parents' house
you're
since.
You're just going to leave it there
I'm
for
just,
now.
I've just been praying. I've been doing a lot of praying.
Let's play. Let's
meditation.
Pray more cleaning up. Just get a shovel and a bag.
I don't understand this happening in the first place, but I guarantee my first thought would be, I got to clean this up.
Make it right.
I agree. I wanted to. Like I said, sometimes...
Not too badly, apparently.
You had Saturday and Sunday, and you didn't do it.
It wasn't like a hidden area, and it wasn't an area that's fertilized for... So maybe I did him a favor. You know?
Yeah. Psycho Mike, period.
You did him a favor.
Psycho Mike. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Psycho Mike.
Hey, let's talk to Josh real quick on line 8, because apparently this has a name, this thing that happened to Psycho Mike. Apparently it's common enough that it has a name, so says Josh. Hey, Josh, welcome to the
Kevin
Bean Show.
It's called Retarded.
Hey, how are you guys
Needs
doing?
A diaper.
Good morning, Josh.
It's called incontinence.
Don't try to get all sexy with Lisa May. Hey, Lisa May, when you're calling about this, all right?
It's called the fear, Psycho Mike.
Yeah.
It's called the fear?
What are you talking about?
Who gave it that name?
I could just sense it.
Me and one of my buddies, we were driving back from Vegas one time, and we were stuck in traffic, and all of a sudden, it hit both of us at the same time, and I don't know if it was too much drinking or whatever, but we're like, what the hell is this? And so...
But that's a little more understandable. If you're in a car, you're halfway between Vegas and L.A., you can get out by the side of the road. A lot of people do that. He did it in his parents' front yard.
Yeah, but not in dead traffic. He wanted to pull a bag out of the back seat and just go in the bag. I was like, no, I got to get out of the car. But I know what he's saying. It's happened to me more than one time.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it. You don't know. You don't feel it coming.
Just because he's retarded doesn't mean you're not.
You don't sense it. All of a sudden, it just hits you, and it's emergency stuff.
It hits
status.
Yeah, all of a sudden, it's just bam.
Oh, crap. I got to go right now.
When the fear hits. Let's talk to a lovely young lady named Helen.
Oh, Helen.
How charming.
Helen. Helen from Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hello. How are you, Kevin and Bean?
Hi, Helen.
Not well.
I'm regretting that we took your call, if that's what you're asking.
The fear happened to you in your car?
It did happen in my car. I was driving, and I felt it coming. And next thing I knew, like, I felt it, like, running out the back of my
car. Lazy. All right.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. No. Good.
You need to get checked out by a doctor.
No, you know what? It was like a fluke. I think I was sick or something.
Right.
So I get home, and of course I run to the bathroom, and of course it's like running out.
All right. Those kind of details. What happened? We yelled at you last time. Look, we have imaginations. We know what that could be like. You don't have to describe it.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, too. I was walking the dogs a couple of weeks ago, and I was having a bad stomach thing.
Lisa went outdoors.
I was two blocks away from the house and I made it, but if I hadn't, I wouldn't have squatted in anyone's yard. I would have just gone in my pants and dealt with it when I got home.
Way worse option, right? There's no way I'm squatting in someone's front yard in the neighborhood.
Wouldn't do it.
Like kicking up dirt on top of it afterwards.
Lisa brings up a good point. If I was so far away from my parents' house and the option was either doing it, like she said, in my clothes or going in someone else's front yard, I think I would have just done it in my clothes. The fact that I was at least in a place that, you know, I could kind of control the environment.
We need to take a break. We have a bunch of calls.
The fear, bro. Please, dear God, no. I can't take any more calls on the fear.
Can we address not going back over the weekend to make it right,
yeah,
too,
what
after
is that
that's
about?
All over?
There's no, I mean, how do you address that, dude?
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, come back. Please hold on. And when we return also, you're not going to believe this, but Psycho Mike's mom found out about what happened in her front yard by listening to the radio yesterday, and she called and left a message that we're going to play for you as well.
What did she think? A sewage main broke in her front yard? How did she not discover it?
She's very proud. Very proud.
The fear.
So we'll talk about the fear when we get back.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain.
We have a problem with our little friend Psycho Mike. If you're just joining us, you're so lucky you missed the conversation to this point. But basically, he couldn't wait and ended up squatting in his parents' front yard.
The fear.
The fear is what it's called. Fear we found out from a listener. There's no, I don't care how Mike explains it. I don't care what reasons he makes up. There's no excuse for that. It didn't have to happen that way. He could have made it the extra 30 seconds inside to the toilet, but no.
That's what I think.
He didn't. However, our listeners seem to be behind Mike on this one. Apparently, the fear is pretty commonplace, Kevin. We just weren't aware that Mike is not the only freak out there that's had this happen.
All right, here's what I'd like to say before we go to the calls. We all understand the nitty-gritty nature of what exactly happens step by step.
We get the biology.
Yes, and we don't need a description of that.
Yeah.
Okay? So we don't need you to tell us what it looked, smelled, felt like. None of that. We get it.
Let's talk to Greg in Glendora, who apparently was also in the car, just like Mike was, when the fear hit him. Hey, Greg, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Greg.
Thanks for holding on. Hey, what happened?
You need to get off Mike's back, okay? Because, yeah, we need to describe what it's like. It's like the movie Alien. And the alien pops out. It's like that in the back of your pants.
Right. Yeah. No. Okay. Right, but...
It's urgent. It's not like we planned on this or wanted to do it. It happened.
But do you not have any control?
No, not at that point.
Even in worst case scenario, it seems...
I was 2 minutes from where I was going, and it had to happen. So I grabbed some napkins out of my glove box.
All right, enough of that. Okay, all right,
oh,
enough
on,
of that.
Hold on. Did you leave the car, or did you do it in the car?
No, I left the car. I ran around at like a 12-foot hedge that was around a hotel. Only problem was, I'm able to see through the hedge, and some headlights pull up behind my car. So I was like, oh my God, the cop pulled up behind me.
Seriously.
And so I like finish, I zip up, I run around. A girl's having the same problem. She's running around the head.
Come on, that's just, come on.
It's an epidemic, Kevin.
It's an epidemic.
That is ridiculous.
I said, move 20 feet down the hedge, trust me, and I failed.
I do not believe you. It isn't possible a girl pulled up with the same problem at the same bush.
It's contagious.
And the only reason I stopped is because I did think it was the cops. I was right off.
I'm calling BS.
No, girl pulled it right behind me and was bailing around the.
I'm calling BS on that. Not true.
Sounds believable.
It's not true.
Word up, Greg.
It's too good to be true. There's no possible way that could happen.
Thank you, normal. Greg. You guys are crazy.
Because we've never pooped in someone's yard. That makes us the freaks.
I hope the fear takes control of you in the worst situation ever.
You know what, though? Let's say that the fear does. So does the cleaning up.
That's
you know
point,
what I mean?
Jeff.
Like, right,
that's a good point.
My bad.
All right. Let's talk to Linda.
Let's talk to Linda real quick because she did get arrested pooping outside.
Oh, no.
How about that?
Oh, what a delicate little flower. Linda?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Linda.
Where were you when the fear took over?
Okay. I was on the freeway, and I'm pretty normal typically, so I got off, pulled up in front of a McDonald's, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very late at night. It was me and my daughter driving home. She's asleep in the back. She's 5 years old. And, you know, I pull up to the McDonald's. I am hauling butt up to the McDonald's. The dining room is locked.
Right.
So I go around to the back, and I'm thinking, okay, at this point, it's too late. In my mind, I could see the toilet from there.
We got
it. I was already going.
Yeah.
So go around to the back, did my business. Well, somebody that also was trying to get a McDonald's saw her in the car, called the cops, apparently.
Oh.
I'm clean. I'm also very normal again. So I'm cleaning up. Takes me like 10, 15 minutes. I come out. There's the cops. I was arrested and charged with indecent exposure and child endangerment.
Oh.
Being in jail with those charges, people do not assume you were just taking a crap.
That's because people don't understand the fear.
Oh.
I guess not.
Linda. You, right?
Wow.
3 days in jail. 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Oh my
what?
God.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
They should have given you a week, by the way. 3 days, not enough.
You get a different fear in jail that has to do with your behind.
I was in the pervert sector with those charges. Okay?
Good band. Good band.
All right, Linda, whatever ended up happening with the charges, did you end up going to trial or anything?
I pled guilty because I had left her unattended in the car.
Wow.
And I did have my pants down. I mean, like,
wow, you're a bad mother.
And what did they do to you? Is that a fine or what happened?
No, it was a misdemeanor. It's a misdemeanor. So
unbelievable.
I spent 3 days in jail and had probation, and it was horrible.
My God.
Did you had to explain to your parents or to your friends or to your significant other or whoever you had to tell them what happened?
My job? I mean, everyone.
Oh, Linda.
Wow.
I
did
my job, and now I have that on my record? Oh, my gosh. Wow. It was awful. It
Thank you
awful.
For the call. We appreciate it.
That's right, the best story ever.
By the way, my advice, if this happens to anyone, if you get the fear, drive to Pasadena and go in Mike's parents' front yard.
That's right. All right.
Let's talk to David real quick because he has done it on multiple occasions. How's that for, like, not a one-time deal?
David?
Yeah.
The fear has taken over you many times?
Oh, yeah. It happens quite often to me, and it's starting to give me a little scare.
Well, I would think so. Under what circumstances?
Well, my work, I drive around different people's houses all the time, and I'm in, like, different cities, and it's real hard to find a restroom.
Right.
So if I see a nice-sized crawl space in somebody's house, and most of the time nobody goes into their own crawl spaces, so I'll just open up these booty things that we're supposed to use on their shoes. I'll put like two inside each other and just go in there and just throw it under.
Are you not allowed to use restrooms in the houses of the people that you're installing cable?
Well, we could, but I don't really like to. It stinks, man, and I don't want to leave that in their house.
You'd rather use the crawl space?
I'd rather use a crawl space or somewhere in my truck most of the time. We have a camper shell in our truck, but it's going to be odd jumping inside the camper.
You people need diapers. You seriously need adult diapers. If you can't get to a restroom, you have a problem that requires adult diapers. I'm not kidding about that.
There is something wrong.
This is why, by the way, I have DirecTV and not cable, because of guys like David. I'm just saying. I may have missed it.
All right, are we ready for Psycho Mike's message from his mom?
I believe we are.
Yeah.
Yesterday at 9:50, when Mike first told this story, apparently his mom was listening.
Yeah.
And she called and left this message for her, the love of her life.
Hi, hon. It's me. We got home, and I heard you this morning. Made a mother very proud to hear you took a crack in the bushes. That's another story. Good show.
Other than that, good show. So you're a bad human being, and you broke your mother's heart, Mike. Way to go.
I'm sorry. 42. You learn something new every day. I didn't know about the fear until about 10 minutes ago. Nope. So.
Can we never visit that topic again?
Yeah, I could have never known about that, and I would have been fine.
And Mike, by the way, is trying to now turn around because we got all those calls, and we could have gone all day with it. But now somehow we're the weirdos because we don't do it. Like, we don't have the fear, so we're bad.
Mike said, it's good to know I'm like everybody else. I was like, ho, 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 ho there. Not like everybody else, just some of the freaks.
How about chocolate tea?
No, oh! No. Nothing
no,
like
thank
that.
You. God.
All right, it's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. By the way, Kings of Leon are playing the Nokia Center tomorrow night. Terrific band. They got a great new album out. We've had them on before, and we're hoping to reschedule their performance that was scheduled for today for later in the week when they feel a little better. But we are going to have Kings of Leon tickets that you can win to go to that show coming up just after the news at 8 this morning. So if you're a fan like we are, stick around and have a chance to win those.
Last week, we did an entertainment story that seemed super unlikely. They are making a movie about the life of Tommy Lasorda, which I can see because he's been, you know, part of the Dodgers for 200 years.
60 years.
60
years. By the way, Mr. Lasorda himself on the Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow morning.
Oh, cool.
So they're going to do a movie about him. And so the first thing you think is who would play Tommy Lasorda?
Sure.
It can't be Tommy Lasorda, right? I mean, he's not an actor.
It has to be Dick Van Patten.
Oh, good. That would make sense.
I mean, he looks just like him.
But the entertainment story was that Al Pacino was talking about playing him. And that seemed unlikely. I do remember that Al Pacino played a coach in football in Any Given Sunday. Was that the name of it?
That's right.
And he was great in that.
They are both famous Italian-Americans. They have that going on.
Yeah, they're both short.
When he played the coach, was he playing a real person?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think it was fictional.
It's hard to imagine him portraying a real person because he's so uniquely himself.
Yeah, and so is Tommy.
Yeah.
Both are so uniquely themselves. Yeah. Tommy Lasorda is kind of one of a kind.
Absolutely.
And it does seem odd that Al Pacino would play him. That's a
stretch.
That's a weird story. I can't imagine that it's true, but we'll ask Tommy Lasorda tomorrow.
Okay.
And find out if indeed the movie's being made and if Al Pacino is the guy they're talking about doing it.
This article, by the way, comes from Variety, which is pretty reliable. They say the movie's on a fast track for development at Miramax. Al Pacino has expressed interest in playing Tommy Lasorda, and Michelle Pfeiffer is being talked about as a possibility to play his wife. So, I don't know. I mean, it'd be a great end of the movie, by the way, if the Dodgers end up making it into the World Series and winning it. That would be a nice capper for Tommy's career, too.
Yes, it would, as a matter of fact. So, we gave Omar the story, and he's been searching online. Apparently, there's a portion of the movie already done, and they put a trailer out.
Oh, no kidding.
So, here's the trailer as Al Pacino as Tommy Lasorda.
In a world where baseball meant everything.
All right, you guys. I want you to know, we can still win this thing!
One man inspired millions.
Safe!
I'm not quitting. You're not quitting. Nobody's quitting!
Right.
And taught us a little something about ourselves.
What do you do when that check engine light comes on?
What?
Take it to AMCO! You know, most people don't even need new transmissions.
Athlete.
What about baseball?
Leader. Shameless whore.
What'd it do? If you see transmission fluid on your driveway, you go to AMCO. Double A. MCO.
You know the story of him on the baseball field, but learn the story of the woman he loved and lost.
What do you mean you're not going to AMCO? Check engine light is on. I don't think we can stay together anymore. Got a leak right there in the driveway. Don't you know, most people don't even need new transmissions. Hoo-ah.
Al Pacino is Tommy Lasorda.
There's the pitch.
In the Tommy Lasorda story.
AMCO! Wow.
And now, another drama-filled moment on the hills.
I've totally been there with a guy where, like, I didn't really like him. I totally took him for granted. And then as soon as he, like, got a girlfriend or did something else, I was like, wait a minute.
That was a drama-filled moment on the hills.
She was like, wait a minute?
She was all like, wait a minute.
We've all been there where we were like, wait a minute.
She was all like, wait a minute. And then he was all, hey, what do you mean? And she
goes, but he's like.
Like you, what?
That's a good show right there.
How about some MIA paper planes? How about the Foo Fighters, Rise Against, Sublime, and more? All straight ahead. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 755. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Tuesday. What's going on?
Please direct your fear emails to psychomike@krock.com. That's psychomike@krock.com. No one really interested in hearing about your stories regarding the fear. I'm going to put that out there.
The fear.
Coming this summer from Miramax Theaters. The fear.
Are you giving away any tickets right now, Ralph?
Maybe. What's it to
yes
you?
Yes or no, dude?
What's it to
I'm
you?
I'm going to tell people what we're doing after the top of the hour.
Oh, then I'm not.
Okay. No. Kings of Leon tickets we have. If you'd like to go see them tomorrow night, we're going to give you some tickets. You can call at 1-800-520-1067. You'll have to earn them, but they're coming up just after the top of the hour.
Everybody drop your pants.
Nope.
Get ready.
Done that all hour long.
Get ready for the latest celebrity sex tape story.
Ooh. That's what I'm talking
celebrity
about.
Celebrity sex tape. Everybody got their pants down?
Yeah.
Got your lotion ready?
This is going to be not sexy.
I don't like the setup.
Here we go. Uh-oh. You ready? Let me know.
No.
Let me know when you're there.
Let's do it, dude.
We're as ready as we're going to get.
Roseanne Barr has announced that she is concerned that a private sex tape involving her and a partner who has been, as of yet, unnamed may be leaked soon on the internet.
No!
Wow. She says on her website, RoseanneWorld.com. By the way, nice ego, by the way, there.
Roseanne World.
One of the interns who is administering my MySpace page has been fired, she says. He has stolen my private sex tape.
No!
I am offering $25,000 for its return. Unless someone would like to distribute it, then I'm willing to deal.
What?
So apparently she is...
She doesn't want you to see it for free.
She is willing to negotiate with whoever has it. If they're going to release it to a porn company, whatever, she wants to make sure she gets her piece of the pie.
Big butt.
Because that'll be a big seller.
I think that unless I can see it for free, I'm not interested. And maybe not even for free.
I hear you.
I would pay to not see it. I would pay to be guaranteed the rest of my life I'll never accidentally see it.
Come on. Don't you think it'd be interesting viewing?
Yep.
No.
I think so.
Ruff. I don't have the memory for showbiz detail that you do, but something is rattling around the back of my brain about Roseanne in her early days as a stand-up who actually was turning tricks in the parking lot of comedy clubs to make money to supplement her onstage income. Does that sound right to you?
Don't ever remember.
I do not recall that story in any way, shape, or form.
Who would pay for that? Well, she was much, much younger, I guess.
I think this is some feverish dream you had some evening.
No, I'm going to have to go look for it, but I thought you might back me on that.
Fat place. Club members.
Wow.
Could the horrible, horrible economy actually be the inspiration for a new film? Well, apparently so. Fox is ready to revisit If Greed Is Indeed Good with a sequel to Wall Street.
No.
Entitled Money Never Sleeps. And you thought Quantum of Solace was a bad title.
Money Never Sleeps.
I saw that again not all that long ago. It's hilarious because it's got the huge
horrific.
Cell phone.
So dated.
It's so dated.
It's really a bad film.
And it's not good.
It's not good. My favorite moment is when is the Two and a Half Men dude, Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
He's standing on a balcony in New York City after he's got all this money and I think it's Daryl Hannah's banging him or whatever. But he's not happy, man. He's still not satisfied.
I didn't do it.
So he stares out onto the skyline of New York and literally says out loud to no one else around him, "Who am I?" It's like, you got to be effing kidding me. Oliver Stone.
Their movies are stupid and their lives are a mess. That's
Money true. Never Sleeps will feature the character of Gordon Gekko.
Oh, really? It's a direct?
Yeah, it's a direct sequel.
I hope he's got the hair.
Michael Douglas, who won an Oscar for the role, by the way, is talking about reprising the character, but he's going to have to read the script, he said, before he makes that decision. Well, if it's any...
I want a good movie!
If it's any encouragement to Mr. Douglas, the writer of this film also created the show New Amsterdam. So, it's got to be good.
That lasted at least 3 episodes.
I believe it made it to 2. So, yeah. Could see a Wall Street sequel. Just in time to reflect on all this chaos that's going on in our economy. More movie news. I don't know how I feel about this. Marvel Studios has announced that they will not feature Terrence Howard in the role of Jim Rhodes in the Iron Man 2 sequel.
Why not?
That seems disappointing.
Apparently, Howard and the studio could not come
to terms during negotiations regarding financial differences, among other reasons, cited a source close to the deal. However, they are offering the role to Don Cheadle to step in and replace Terrence Howard as Tony Stark's best buddy, Jim Rhodes, in the Iron Man 2 sequel.
Because black guys are interchangeable?
Apparently so.
Cheadle, by the way, is a great actor.
They both are. He is, but Terrence Howard was so good in that first one. He kind of put his stamp on that role already, I think. The character of Jim Rhodes will have a much larger role in the second film because he actually puts on the first suit of armor in the Iron Man legend and becomes a new hero called War Machine.
War Machine.
An Iron Man type crime fighter who fights in Tony Stark's first suit of armor, the silver suit of armor.
So I like it.
He'll be in the second one, and it looks like Don Cheadle will take over that role. I like Terrence Howard, though.
I do, too.
I do, too. Very much.
Cheadle's good.
You don't lose anything with Don Cheadle, though.
Flavor Flav. Flavor Flav, that'd be good.
Now you're getting somewhere.
Iron Man! Shows up a big clock in his armor. Instead of that, blinking turn signal he had there. And Maureen McCormick, back in the news, believe it or not. If that name sounds familiar to you, it's because she played Marcia Brady in the legendary sitcom The Brady Bunch. She's got a new autobiography that's on shelves today. And apparently she is not the squeaky clean Marcia Brady we all thought she was. She says that she rebelled against the saccharine sweetness of the Brady Bunch while taping the show by not wearing a bra in many scenes.
Whore!
The fact that we never noticed.
Yeah, no one noticed.
May say something about her boobies.
Well, she failed the pencil test, famously, if you recall.
All right. She admits, yes, she had a romance with her TV brother, Barry Williams, who played Greg in that series, but also mentions that she dated Michael Jackson for a time.
What?
And Steve Martin.
Whore!
So bizarre.
And apparently, Marcia had a problem with Coke. Because she says in the book that she engaged in cocaine binges and parties at the Playboy Mansion and at the home of Sammy Davis Jr.
Awesome. Whores.
Wow. She said she often traded sex for drugs.
Okay.
She had to end an unwanted pregnancy during that time. And after several interventions, stints in rehab, and experimental therapy, she finally got sober in 1985.
Who's your whore? Who's your whore?
So, interesting reading about Marcia Brady.
No kidding.
How about that?
She is on a reality TV show now, Ralph. Have you seen this, where she's running a bed and breakfast with Bobby Brown and a couple of...
I'm sorry. What?
I read about it.
Are you just having just illusions about Roseanne turning tricks in the parking lot and Marcia Brady and Bobby Brown starting a B&B together?
Yes, it is true.
That's not true. It's horrible.
I could back up.
Where do you see this?
Lisa, help me out. You've heard about it.
I read
it,
about
right?
it in Entertainment Weekly.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, it's really
a show. Yeah, brothers
it's
and sisters.
Show.
Is it on the Lisa Network?
No, it's
Is it on that
weird.
Fantasy TV network in Lisa's mind?
I answer channel. Friday Night Lights on 101HDX5.C27.
Mark 4, version 0.02. Come on, there's too much television on it. That's the truth.
Yeah, true.
That's
true.
Today's celebrity birthday is Case. One more time. Stacey Keibler.
Yes.
Is 29 years old today.
Bell, please.
Ugh. Bell.
I'm doing some research on the thing.
Yeah, well, don't slack on the bell, dude.
That the kids are calling these days? I'm doing some research on the thing. Usher turns 30. Natalie Maines, Dixie Chick, is 34 years old today. And Steve Coogan, very funny British actor and comedian. He is 43 years old today. Bean, you have any updates for us on the...
Outsiders Inn is apparently the name.
Outsiders Inn?
Doesn't exist.
I reject you.
And where is it?
Innkeeper on the Outsiders Inn. Let me see. It's her, Carney Wilson, Bobby Brown.
Sure it is.
And someone named Leroy Troy.
Leroy Troy.
On what channel?
It is on, I don't see it.
See, because it doesn't exist.
It's not on a channel.
Go to Snopes.com.
It's on the USA channel, perhaps?
Sure it is. Uh-huh.
Perhaps.
No, not. Like there's a USA channel.
No, that's just the country that is it. It doesn't say.
That's the country that it's
it
say
I'm saying it's not even
it
in that country. That's what I'm saying.
That's the name of it. All right. Now the emails are starting to come in from people who say that it is in fact true. It is called The Outsiders Inn.
And
Alex
you see
says it's on
where?
CMT, Country
CMT.
Music.
CMT.
Oh. Thank you.
Well, there you go.
Country
I've got
music
a block
television.
On that channel. No, yeah. I've never seen it. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
welcome the Kings of Leon to the studio. Thanks for coming, guys. Very excited to see you.
No, they.
What was your inspiration for this CD?
They had to reschedule. Apparently, there's some sore throats in the band. They're saving it for the Tonight Show tonight, and then the show at the Nokia in downtown LA tomorrow night. But we do have tickets to give away for Kings of Leon fans who want to go to that show right now at 1-800-520-1067. A new game we like to call Name That King.
Name That King. Name That King.
I think it might be time for an intervention on Omar's behalf.
Something's going on.
That's fairly inspired. Here's the way the game is played. We'll get you on the air and we'll ask you a question. All of the answers are going to be famous kings. All you have to do is name that king. You go into the drawing to win tickets to see Kings of Leon tomorrow night, along with We Are Scientists, another great band, by the way, and The Still. So it's a big triple bill at the Nokia. And I think we are going to be able to have two winners. Is that where we actually have two pairs of tickets?
Yep.
All right. Let's try it.
All right. Enrique in Ontario. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to name that king?
Name that king.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right, Enrique. I think you'll be very pleased with this. Here's question number one. This giant king first carried a blonde to the top of the Empire State Building in 1933. Name that king.
Ooh, that's a tough one. King Kong?
Oh,
yeah.
How does he do it?
There you go. Well done.
All right, you're going in the drawing. Thank you. Let's go to Michelle in Torrance. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Hi, Michelle. Listen up. Hi. Name that king. This suspender.
Name that king.
You can say that. All right. This suspender wearing TV host has had six wives and has asked seven
Larry
intelligent
questions.
Well, close enough.
Yeah.
It's more close Larry enough. King, but Larry King Live is his show.
You know.
So that's close enough.
All right. You're in the drawing.
Congratulations. Hold on. Let's go to Ricky in Torrance. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning.
Hi, Ricky.
All right, Ricky, listen up. Name that king. Can't we all just get along was the famous cry of this LAPD pinata.
Oh, no. Oh,
yes.
I was a communications major. I do not know this.
Awesome.
Are you serious?
I thought you were joking that you couldn't come up with Rodney King's name. Rodney King. Can we all just get along?
I'm just like the Kings of Leon. I have a sore throat.
Oh, I see.
Well, that explains why you're dumb.
That explains why you're not going to the show. All right, let's go to Jeff in Montebello. Good morning, Jeff.
What did you, nephew?
What did you, Jeff?
Seriously.
Did you, boo?
She didn't get Rodney King, Jeff. What about that? Come on.
I guess she must not be from L.A. What can I say?
Yeah, that could be.
All right, this blockbuster Disney animated film has become a huge hit on Broadway as a musical.
Oh, ish.
You may not be from L.A. How about that? Interesting.
Lion King, I'm sorry.
Lion King is correct. Nicely done.
Good job.
All right, let's move along to Eva in Glendale. Good morning, Eva.
Glendale!
Good morning.
All right, Eva, listen up to Name That King. This wildly popular American horror novelist has written so many books, it's been said that he can write a book sitting on the toilet faster than you can read one.
Stephen King?
Yes!
Sure.
How do you do it? All right, hold on. Let's go to Chris in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Chris.
What's going on?
Hey, Chris.
All right, Chris, we're playing for Kings of Leon tickets at the Nokia tomorrow night. If you can name that king, you're going to
go. Name that king.
This sleepy texting Latino is famous for banging a former Miss Double December and for being the only Clipper fan left in Los Angeles. Name that king.
Oh, man. One more time. I'm sorry.
Sleepy texting Latino famous for banging a former Miss Double D and for being the only Clipper fan left in Los Angeles. Name that king.
King of Mexico?
Yes!
Yes!
Good job.
Well done. Didn't think you had it in you. Good job.
I didn't either. All right, let's go to Leanne in San Pedro. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
Good. All right, Leanne, good luck. Name that king. Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us was the beginning of this famous jingle for what fast food chain?
Burger King!
Burger King! By the way, Ralph wrote these questions, and I think he was bummed out by the last 25 games we did when people couldn't get any of the answers.
Yes.
So he said, I'm going to make them so easy that everyone will get them, except for that dude. Erica in Rialto, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Erica, name that king to get into the drawing. Merlin the Magician helped this young man who became the ruler of England after pulling a sword out of a stone.
Okay, I'll
be is it King Arthur?
It is King Arthur. Yes.
Yeah.
I would have bet money against you knowing that. Nice job. All right, let's do a drawing.
Do a drawing here.
Two different people.
Okay. Let's see. We have.
Just yes, do a drawing. Just pick a name.
I had to mix them up and everything. We have Eva in Glendale and Jeff in Montebello.
Right, Eva, congratulations. You're going to the Kings of Leon.
Thank you.
Way to go. Hold on. And who else? Jeff?
Jeff in Glendale. Or Jeff in.
Jeff in Montebello.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, you scared me.
Congratulations.
Sorry.
Congratulations and thanks for playing Name That King.
Name That King.
Why is everybody that I know in the room at the same time? What's going on here?
Well, it's a little bit of an intervention, Bean.
What?
A little bit of an intervention. We need to point something out to you. And that is...
I don't drink or do drugs or
no.
Anything. What are you talking about?
You're really unbelievably white. And you're not aware of that. You don't have the self-realization that it would take to understand that you are white.
I know that I'm white. My dad was white. My mom was white.
Neither of that. You put both your dad and mom together, they weren't nearly as white as you are. I mean, you are...
Ghostly white.
The whitest individual that has ever lived.
Is this because of the mayonnaise and banana sandwiches I eat on white bread? Is that what this is about again?
Nope. This is about the things that you try to pull off in your regular speech that just... are bad ideas like this.
I don't know what you're talking
like
about.
Like this.
These two, I know they're 19, and you got to go to TMZ.com and check out the mugshots because they're hella hot, but they could roll the old man.
Now,
I was talking about the 19-year-old playmates.
Right.
Like F-stating.
Don't care who you were talking
they're
about.
They're hella hot.
Right, but you can't pull off hella hot.
Have you seen them?
I'm not saying they're not hella hot. I'm saying you need to come up with a different way of describing it because hella should not come out of your mouth ever. Ever.
It just negates everything that happens after that. We can't even hear it.
We can't hear who you're talking about or what you meant. You say hella hot, we go, whoa, 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 no way.
No reason to finish that sentence because we're not moving on.
Is it that the expression is hella over? Is that your problem with it?
No, it's that you're hella white.
Okay.
That's the problem. And then you say stuff like,
girl, hella.
And that's not, that doesn't work. That's not really...
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
All right, listen, there are some things. You have to realize your realm of influence, the world that you can inhabit. And that world is not black.
I am limited by my
That's
own abilities.
Correct.
Do you want extra sausage?
What is that? You tell me. I don't know you said it. Here's the thing. White. And there are certain things that white people should not say. One of them, hella white. I mean, hella hot.
Right. Okay.
Hella white is true in your particular case. Not hella hot, though. I mean, hella hot. Hella hot.
Okay, I mean, I see.
It's just stupid coming out of your mouth.
Don't you have some kind of like a physical reaction where you can't help it, but your hand slaps your face when you do that? Like some kind of a, hey, that sounds bad coming out of my mouth.
It's like John McCain saying hella hot.
Come on. Yeah.
Well, I am 2 years older than Senator McCain, first of all, but.
Bean has been 75 since the day he was born. He was an old kid.
Yeah.
He was an old teenager. He's been 75 every day of his life, and he tries to pull off hella hot. And it just
that didn't bother me, but I can see that it's rubbing y'all the wrong way.
Well, I'm saying that if you're interested in communication, once you say hella hot, it's over.
Okay.
There's no communication after that. As a matter of fact, we made a little song for you.
What?
And I think you'll enjoy this, but it does point out the extreme whiteness that does reside in your body.
He talks like a black man for some unknown reason.
These two, I know they're 19, and you got to go to TMZ.com and check out the mugshots because they're hella hot.
But this asshole's whiter than some Wonder Bread.
I'm going to go so far as to say she's hella hot, hella hot, hella hot, hella hot, hella hot.
Well, it's no good. He'll rob you of your culture.
That's what I'm talking about. Hella hot. Hella hot.
Hella hot.
Hella hot.
Because you get more white by his mere presence.
Girl, holla, holla.
You know the beat is hella white because he's an awkward honky.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
He moves like Frankenstein because he's so big and gawky.
Girl, holla.
His spine is hunched over and his hair is greasy.
I'm gonna go so far as to say she's hella hot, hella hot, hella hot, hella hot, hella hot.
And he'll ask you why the dollar is so low.
That's what I'm talking about. Hella hot.
Mm-hmm.
Hella hot.
He's wider than a Klansman.
Well, it's no good.
What's up, Holmes? But still, he insists on talking like he's black.
Girl, holla!
You know the beat is hella white, cause he's an awkward honky.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
He moves like Frankenstein, cause he's so big and gawky.
Girl, holla! This song is ridiculous. I'm not white. Holla at your boy. This is ridiculous. I'm not even going to take the time to listen to this stupid song. Why would they even make this song? Girl, holla.
Come on, guys. That's hella whack.
Oh, God.
Wow. You know. So on KRock.com, which, by the way, I never thought I'd say this because based on the early years of KRock.com when it blew, I never thought it would get good. But it has actually turned into an outstanding site with lots of great music and lots of great video and lots of great music news and blogs and just so much great stuff on everything good from the Kevin and Bean Show that you ever hear, like the Ting Tings performing in our studio yesterday. That's up at KRock.com the same day.
Yeah, they so put up the video, too, which is great. Yeah. Not just the video.
No excuse not to check it out. And there is a section at KRock.com, the Kevin and Bean section, with all of our email addresses in case you ever want to drop us a line. And from time to time, we do read them on the show, like this one, for instance, from a guy who works at In-N-Out Burger has emailed us, for instance, because he knows that we're the show of record, and we'll find out what's true and what's not for him. Guys, I work at In-N-Out Burger, and everybody's coming in talking about how the burgers are going to be 25 cents on the 22nd, just like they were 60 years ago in 1948.
Isn't that great news?
Everyone keeps coming up and asking me if it's true that the burgers are going to be 25 cents, and I keep telling them no, because, of course, as you know, it's not true. My customers are becoming outraged. They act like they've been robbed. They get depressed. They get angry. They throw things. My store manager is furious that someone started such a rumor and is determined to find out who started the rumor and to punish them. Is there anything you can do to help? We can clarify for you by adding that on October 22nd, not only are the hamburgers going to be 25 cents, but the cheeseburgers are only going to be 35 cents and the soft drinks are only going to be 10 cents in an Outburger in honor of their anniversary.
Isn't that great?
So I hope that helps you.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you wrote in, Jim. Appreciate it. Good luck at the In-N-Out.
Dear Kevin and Bean, you guys need to post more pictures of intern Madison. Holy hell. Nice rack.
Yeah.
Aaron says. Yeah, we do have pictures up of our interns. We have Tiny Dancer, we have Madison, and we have Blinky.
Yep.
And Blinky, super hot. I mean, if you want to check that out, that's what I'm talking about.
I've been to that page 20 times. Never noticed Blinky's picture was even on it, by the way. Here's a great suggestion from KROQ listener Mark in Northridge. Kevin, you were expressing some concern that you were having some conflicted feelings about whether to be aroused by Angelina Jolie's picture on the cover of W Magazine.
Right.
Because she's kind of topless, which is hot, but she's also kind of getting ready to breastfeed because there's a tiny little hand coming up out of the picture of somebody going for it.
But
right?
She's not yet, technically.
I know that's what you say. But yeah. For those who have problems, here's Mark's idea, which is, guys, about the Angelina Jolie photo dilemma on the cover of W, all you have to do is, in your mind, picture that it's Wee Man's hand. Once you think it's a little person instead of a baby, all of a sudden it's a sex scene.
It's a great. Gross sex scene.
Oh, Wee Man can't have a little?
Come on, I don't need to see it.
How dare you? I just want to email you guys in regards to the white pants topic. Thank you for making my work day so much brighter. A cute girl at my work just walked past me and a smile appeared from ear to ear due to the fact that she donned a pair of white pants. I heart you all, Rob. That's good news. Right. And also, Kevin, I'm a longtime listener from L.A. who now lives in New York City. I listen to the podcast whenever the King of Mexico gets around to putting them up. On October 1st at around the 32-minute mark in the podcast, you guys talked about guys wearing thumb rings. This has been a point of conversation with one of my buddies for a while now. I can't figure out how to get just that short clip so I can send it to all of our friends via email. Any ideas, it would be epic. Thanks, David. I don't think that's science yet, by the way, the thumb ring. It's very close.
Has not been confirmed, yeah.
It's very close to being confirmed, but it is not as of right this second.
Here's a listener named Mark who writes in. He needs some help from the room. Kevin and Bean, I was wondering if you guys could talk about sleeping with underwear under your pajamas. Here's the story. I live with a roommate. Every time I wake up a little bit after him, he's changing out of his PJs and he has no underwear on. My friend told me he thought I was weird because I always sleep with underwear on under my pajamas. Could you please clear this matter up for me? What is the correct way to do it?
Is that a girl or a guy?
Mark is his name. I'm assuming guy.
Okay, don't wear pajamas. Is the answer.
I wear pajamas every day.
Enough said.
What do you wear under them?
Enough said.
I mean, just for me, it seems a little redundant to wear underwear and pajamas. That's a lot of clothes to be wearing when you go to bed. I'm fine with just the PJs.
Do you wash them every day like you do your underwear?
No. He hasn't washed them in like a couple of weeks.
That's the problem.
Psycho Mike, did we get another email from Doto?
Of course we did.
Oh, please.
People love these Doto emails.
Read as dough.
Bean emailed Doto. Doto, where are you at? I hope you're okay. Email me and let me know. Doto's response? Bean, sorry, was islands. I'm Bali was great. It at least some of Hindu Buddha. Religious helped me to control my cool. Forgive those who wrong or pissed you off. Love the buffet at Bali. Need to get lad. Doto.
I think we all know the feeling. Need to get lad.
You need to get lad sometimes. And I'm glad that the Hindu Buddha could have helped him. You know,
he's the best. And finally, it didn't necessarily go the way the Blue Crew had hoped out at Dodger Stadium last night. They didn't win and go up 2-2 in the series as much as they lost and are now down 3-1. So we've been hearing from Philly fans. Of course, we had this call early this morning.
What you gotta say now, bitch? What you gotta say now? You ain't got shit to say, motherfucker. What you gotta say? What you gotta say, bitch? What you gotta say? What you gotta say, bitch?
One thing about the Philadelphia fans is they don't mind shoving it right in your face, do
they? Oh, no. They're super cool.
Paul writes in. He is from Philadelphia. He wants us to know, by the way, that he's enjoying the series. He is as stunned as Mike and Dave are, maybe more so, that the Phillies are up 3-1 to the Dodgers. It's the last thing he expected, but he did request. He says, not to pile onto the Dodger fans in the studio and listening, but how about a little bit of their classic hit from the 70s, Phillies Fever, all about the Philadelphia Phillies. Phillies Fever. A lot of disco going on in that team from the classic 70s Phillies team. And, of course, I'm sure they're updating it for 2008. But maybe if we have time tomorrow, maybe worth revisiting just how bad that original song is.
That does not make the Dodgers feel bad. That makes them laugh at the Phillies for doing a disco song. Good work.
What's it like to be a kicker in the NFL? We'll talk to a guy who's written a book about it called A Few Seconds of Panic, coming up after the news at 9 o'clock this morning. Just a regular schlub, like 40 years old or something like that, decides he's going to go play for the Denver Broncos. Pretty fascinating read, and we'll be talking to him coming up. They could have probably, Giants could have used him in their game last night.
That wouldn't have helped them. A kicker would not have helped them.
Yeah, maybe not. I didn't see the game. What went so horribly wrong? I was watching the Dodgers, so I missed it.
Browns just stepped up for the first time this season. Everything was happening. Derek Anderson, their quarterback, was just on fire.
Really?
And the Browns' defense did not let Manning breathe. Tons of pressure. He threw 3 picks.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing to watch it happen.
Do they feel bad when they blitz and put pressure on the retard?
I don't think they do. It was funny watching him at the end of the game, though. He's like, it was totally tarting out. Standing on the sidelines all mopey and stuff. It just looked like someone had stolen his walking around helmet.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, our friend Andrew Siciliano was there at the game last night, Ralph. I don't know if you heard, but he flew to Cleveland to go see his beloved Browns at the game. So
he must have had a blast because the dog pound was en flambé.
I bet.
Sure, he was right in the middle of it.
All right, 8:52 on the Kevin DeMeech Show. Ralph is here with our final look at the showbiz beat for today. What's going on?
Amy Winehouse.
Yes.
Believe it or not, has a drug problem.
How dare you?
Amy Winehouse? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How could we not have heard about that?
It's amazing how good she looks, that she does so many drugs and yet still maintains her girlish good looks. Apparently, Amy has a $1,200 cotton candy machine in her home. Well, with teeth like those, you should eat as much sugar as possible.
That's what she
is. How do you spend $1,200?
It's a high-end freaking cotton. It's like...
How badly do you need cotton candy?
It's L.A. Fair quality cotton candy machine we're talking about here.
Oh, yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
What Amy likes to do is, while the cotton candy machine is whipping up that delicious airy confection that we all love on a stick,
right?
She likes to sprinkle cocaine into the machine so it whips it into the cotton candy before she eats it. She calls it her Coke and Candy Special.
Oh, good. How did we find this out, Ralph?
This comes from a friend of hers who said one of her friends did it as a gag. and sprinkled the Coke into the mixture before the machine started, and Amy started eating it before she realized what they had done. Now she thinks it's a hoot to do the same and does so on a regular basis.
Mmm, delicious.
Gives the candy a little boost.
It's a hell of a gag.
In case the sugar rush isn't enough for you, put a little blow in there just to keep things...
Wow.
Just to keep the party hopping, so to speak.
Starting to have to be creative the way she takes the drugs.
Yeah, it's not enough to snort it and inject it and smoke it anymore. Now I have to eat it in cotton candy. It's the only way I get high. Shannon Mochler is firing back at Travis Barker after he insinuated that his ex-wife hadn't been all that supportive while he was recuperating from the severe burns he suffered after that plane crash. He wrote on his MySpace page that he hadn't seen her since his first week in the hospital. Now she is fighting back. These two seem to do a lot of communicating via the internet.
Only through MySpace.
She writes on her MySpace page, "With great tragedies come great truths. These truths either bring people together or tear them apart."
What does that mean?
I guess something happened when she visited him in the hospital that drove them apart, I'm guessing.
I remember the pictures of that visit where she came out and she was just crying, but I just assumed that was because, you know, Travis didn't look all that good right after the accident.
I was assuming it was because they made her wear a shower cap on her hair, and she thought she didn't look that attractive.
Is that right?
Yeah, she likes to look hotter than that. But well, it looks like those two still sort of at odds with each other, which is sad. Really, when you think about it?
Yep.
It's not easy being a star. Okay, next.
It's just a statement, a random statement.
James Denton, you know him from Desperate Housewives? He plays the plumber, Mike, yes, on that show, Dreamboat. All the girls think he's dreamy. This has got to suck. He found out that he had to do a completely nude scene in an upcoming episode of the show.
Right.
Well, the guy's in his early 40s, in pretty good shape. He's a former baseball player, blah, blah, blah. But still, it's got to strike you with a certain amount of panic knowing that you're going to be nude on a TV show.
Yeah, I would think so.
He said he worked out for a month straight, every day, hours a day, just to try to get in shape for that one particular scene.
Right.
And it worked. Apparently, he looks pretty good now. But that's motivation, I think.
Yeah.
Sure. You're going to lose a couple pounds?
That fear.
Be on in front of millions of people on television naked. That would get you whipped right into shape.
That would do it for anyone.
How long did he train?
A month.
A month?
A month. A month.
Do we know anyone who watches Desperate Housewives? One person who
Lisa?
Who
looks
look at me. Stop
Not
touching.
Even what? Lisa. Not wow. even Lisa.
My wife does, but I don't think I've ever seen a whole episode. That's never
haven't.
Interested me.
I watched it the first season, and then I got kind of bored with it and never went back. But I know it still does pretty well.
Now it's 5 years in the future.
Okay.
I guess they figured they're not going to get 5 years out of it, so they might as well just show you all the stories they have now.
Let's skip to the end.
Katie Holmes wants to move to New York. Tom Cruise wants to stay in Beverly Hills.
Uh-oh.
The two are at odds.
You know what happens when the two are at odds? Tom wins.
That's right. Katie disappears.
Yep.
A dark paneled van shows up. Someone throws a bag over her head, and she goes inside it. In Touch magazine says apparently the two are fighting heavily these days because she's enjoying her time on Broadway so much. She wants to stay in the Big Apple, where Tom wants to stay on the big spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
And police say a man who was upset after being turned away from The Price is Right showed up at a law office in San Francisco saying he had a bomb strapped to his chest.
Oh, no.
Because they wouldn't let him in to the show?
Yes. Now, as you can imagine, the law office in San Francisco has nothing to do with The Price is Right. But the guy showed up there anyway. The building was evacuated, but there was no bomb. He was simply wearing a vest on which white plastic and flashing red lights had been glued. Created a faux bomb for himself.
Wow.
And he was arrested by San Francisco police.
No The word. Price is wrong, bitch.
No word yet on why he thought some law office in San Francisco would help him get onto The Price is Right. He sure loves that Drew Carey, though.
He does.
That much we know.
They made the wrong decision not letting him in, huh?
Yeah. Come on down with the crazy fake bomb vest. Out on DVDs today because it is Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs are in stores. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is available for you to see. Crystal Skull, by the way, was a sex position I used to use back in college.
Yeah. I hope Harrison Ford has a commentary track.
And, here's my
filming in Tunisia. I just thought I'd run. Trying to bump people in the motorcycle.
Harrison, could you move closer to the microphone? I can't catch the action. I'm sorry.
And then Steven Spielberg said to me, and we should get the whip out and shoot some scenes.
That will add to our enjoyment of the film.
I think it will. AC/DC's got a new CD in stores today. Black Ice is the name of it. However, it's only available at the Walmart. What is this new fixation some bands have of only releasing their music on
they
one
must get
particular
money for
venue?
It, I imagine, but I think it's a dick move to the fans. They should make it as available as possible. I mean,
I'm guessing you probably get through the website or something like that, right? Or is it only available?
No, I'm sure you can go online.
I think you can. I'm thinking of the Eagles was the first big exclusive that Walmart did, and they sold millions of copies.
Well, I know they
that
did
way.
It because they didn't have a label. Eagles recorded that album on their own. They didn't have a deal with a record label to distribute it.
So they same thing. I thought
they just made the deal with Walmart exclusively, so they could just press it themselves and then sell it through that outlet. But maybe it's the case.
It seems to be working. I mean, every week now, you know me, I'm trying to keep up with the new releases.
Sure.
Every week now, I got to see what's at Best Buy only, what's at Target only, what do I have to get at Borders. I mean, it is kind of a pain in the ass.
Oh, what a life.
I'm saying, yeah. It's tough, man.
Oh, I'm winded just hearing about your
thank you for your support.
Life of looking for CDs. That must be hella tough.
it is difficult, I'll tell you that.
And lastly, Roseanne Barr has announced that she has some concerns that her home sex videotape
may
be leaked on the internet sometime soon.
No, please.
I've determined that I think I need to see a couple of seconds of that.
I want to see the whole thing.
You want to see a couple of seconds of everything.
Well, just out of curiosity.
I want to see this more than I want to see the freaking two girls in a cup. That's for sure.
Well, no question about that.
Yeah. I want to see this train wreck from start to finish.
Kevin, what if Roseanne's doing it with Vern Troyer? How excited are you?
Then I'm way in.
Way.
So is he.
I just want to sit back and turn up the volume and hear.
She spits in the middle of it.
Great.
I'd like to hear the sex tape now that I hear your impression of Roseanne and Adam Carolla doing it. I think that would be
Apparently, she says on her website, RoseanneWorld.com. By the way, it's a place I don't want to visit.
Yeah.
One of the interns who was administering my MySpace page has been fired. He has stolen my private sex tape. I am offering $25,000 for its return. Unless someone would like to distribute it, then I'm willing to deal.
Good.
So if you got your hands on it and you want to make a couple bucks, apparently Roseanne is willing to go into business with you.
Was she doing it at a timeshare in Las Vegas, does she say?
I'm sure.
She does not say whether she was at Tahiti Village or not when it was being filmed.
You have to go there to watch it on the TV there.
I think this is a new move for her. This could be a whole new career, the Roseanne sex industry.
Really?
Imagine Roseanne Barr's sex, blow-up sex doll.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I don't think there's enough plastic.
No. About
it. But anyway, it wasn't good.
That's for sure. Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Steve Coogan turns 43. Most recently, you saw him in Tropic Thunder and Hamlet 2. Dixie chick Natalie Maines turns 34. And someone pointed out to me, and I neglected to remember this, but she, I believe, is married to Adrian Pazdar of Heroes.
That is right.
You're right. That's right.
That's an odd couple. She is 34 years old today. Singer Usher turns 30, and actress Stacey Keibler is 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
We're sorry. You must first dial a zero or a one. What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067. That's the telephone number for Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew. And this is, of course, the season for the shipwreck at Queen Mary. Returning, the Queen Mary transforms into the scariest place on Earth for 15 terrifying nights this month. Go to queenmaryshipwreck.com or win your tickets right now for Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew.
Who wants to talk to a guy that knows Doto?
I do.
Oh, yes.
Sure. Absolutely. Does anyone really know Doto? He's the man of mystery.
If you guys didn't get a chance to hear the interview with Doto a couple of days ago, wow. It was the best thing ever. I'm more in love with Doto now than I ever was before. Caesar in Fountain Valley. Good morning.
What's going on, Kevin?
What's happening, man?
You know Doto?
I've known him for quite some time, about 20 years, as a matter of fact.
Caesar, aren't you his keeper
friend.
Who used to bring him to our events
That's
and stuff?
Right.
Yes, you're right, actually. I'm his handler, as they say.
Yeah. That's right.
Is he still as much a mystery to you today as he was when you first encountered him back in the 80s?
He is a mystery wrapped around an enigma, my friend.
Yes.
He is absolutely a curveball.
He's a curveball.
Does he travel the way that he says he does?
What's that now?
He says he travels. He's always traveling, and we don't even know if that's true.
It's totally true. As a matter of fact, as crazy as it sounds, I actually went with him once to Korea.
Really? Why?
It was a thing of beauty. It was back in the day when we were kind of college age, and Daewoo Motor Company was sending people to Korea to go test drive their cars and get college kids to get excited about the product. And, one thing led to another, and Doe and I actually went on a free trip to Korea together.
Wow.
Which was,
luckiest person I've ever met.
How were the buffets? Were the buffets good in Korea?
Oh, you have no idea.
Yeah,
you've never been to a buffet unless you've been one with Doe Tell.
I haven't.
Here's the question we have. Every time we have Doe on, two things come up. Two things are apparent. One is that he needs a babe, Kevin and Bean. And the other is that he really wants to make it an entertainment business, Kevin and Bean. Yet every time we make any effort to make either of those things happen, he rejects us. Is he afraid of success? What's going on with Doe?
You know, let me sum up the story real quick when it comes to the babe that he's looking for.
Okay.
Back in the day, we went to a premiere with you guys for a movie. And afterwards, we got a chance to go to the backstage and go to the party afterwards.
Right.
And speaking of a buffet line, we're actually at a buffet line. And he's grabbing the food, and there's, of course, people in front of us, people behind us, you know, lots of celebrities at this event. And he goes to grab a plate of food, and he starts picking at food that's about 2 feet in front of him. So, of course, there's somebody in front of him getting food. Sticking his arm over the plate of somebody's food. He did it about 3 times, and the lady kept asking him to stop. Finally, on the 3rd time, she's like, sir, you have your food, your arm sleeve is in my food.
Oh.
When I look over to see who it is, it's Carmen Electra.
No!
What?
I look over, and I'm like, and of course, he looks at her like she's just another passerby. Like,
sure.
You know, he's looking at the filet mignon and looking at the shrimp scampi and doesn't even give a care about the fact that he's, you know, got his hand in Carmen Electra's food.
Wow, I'd like to put my hand in Carmen Electra's food.
if we were in the position that you are to actually know Doto personally, that's all we'd want to do is spend all day, every day, just hanging out with him because he's so fascinating.
Shut up, man. Are you homosexual?
Caesar, you're the best. That's the greatest story ever.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Bye. She was in front of the German chocolate cake. How did you get it?
Kevin Bean, this one thing I forgot to tell you, Kevin Bean. I need a woman.
We should have breakfast with Doto.
Oh, yes.
I'm breakfast in. With Doto.
We all have questions.
Breakfast buffet with Doto.
Yeah, like the hometown buffet or something. That's where we'll have
great
it.
Great idea.
Yeah. Let's talk to Ricardo. How about Ricardo from Beverly Hills? He's on line 6. Talking about the Phillies-Dodgers game last night. Did not end necessarily great for LA fans, but there was a funny moment. Hey, Ricardo, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do?
What's going on?
So they're interviewing this pinch hitter for the Phillies named Matt Stairs.
Uh-huh.
And he has a little quote when he says he gets into the dugout. He's like, there's nothing like getting your ass hammered by all the guys. It's the best feeling in the world.
Wow. Really? That's what he said?
Yeah, I guess he's talking about getting patted on the ass, but he took it a little farther.
Wow. Phillies. I have that clip, actually. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yes.
But when you get that, you know, that nice celebration coming into the dugout and getting your ass hammered by guys, there's no better feeling than to have that done. And
don't tell me Psycho Mike doesn't know that.
Oh, that guy's never going to live that down.
It's awesome.
There's
thank
nothing
you for tipping
better
us
than
off
getting
today.
Your ass hammered.
Stairs isn't the 65-year-old guy who we saw struggling to run the bases last night for Philly, is he?
Yes.
He's 40.
That's what I thought. The fat 40 guy,
years
right?
Old.
He's 40. The fat old guy, and he likes his ass hammered.
Speaking of fat guys, when I was flipping past the game, I would check in from time to time. Who's the giant, big tad, baby Huey-looking dude the Dodgers have pitching for him? Who's that?
Yeah.
Who's that fat slob?
Joseph Broxton. Yeah,
wow! He's like 7 feet tall, about 400 pounds.
He's huge. He's football player huge. Yeah, he is.
But he looks like he's got some kind of Down syndrome or something.
Yes, he has like little boy that just got through like being punished by his parents, so he's been crying.
Yeah,
his face is all like red, mangled,
sweaty savant. What are they doing?
Sweaty savant.
Let's talk to Marissa in Irvine on line 4. Of course, it is the Halloween season, and Marissa's got a question. Hi, Marissa. Thanks for hanging on. What do you got?
Good morning.
Hi there.
I want to ask Lisa if she's going to dress up her dogs for Halloween.
Marissa, here's the honest to God's truth.
A resident pet parent, Lisa
I
May.
I am too freaking lazy to dress myself up for Halloween, as these guys will attest to.
Yeah, she,
I've seen Lisa's lesbian costume. Yes, you'd know that.
I'm certainly going to no trouble to dress up my dog.
She would if she had the energy, but she doesn't.
They've never been dressed.
I thought one of your dogs this year is going to go with Stevie Wonder. Is that true?
Aww.
Put little sunglasses on her.
See, because her dog is blind.
I don't know. Thanks for the call. Ralph, how much time are you in the Petco with Reggie? You still make a frequent visit to the Petco like I do with my puppies?
No.
You don't? Okay. Well, I'm in the Petco often, and they have an every year it gets bigger and bigger, a huge selection of Halloween costumes for pets.
Of course.
It's unbelievable. It's aisle after aisle of things you can get to dress your dog up with.
Pets love Halloween.
I've been to Petco twice since I've owned my dog. Once to buy a leash and once to buy a collar.
Now you need a costume.
No.
He must be hungry at this point. Seriously.
Well, I think I'll get the food at another joint.
I see.
Because Petco serves death.
They do?
What? Death in a bag.
What are you talking about?
Cancer in a bag,
cancer
I believe,
bag.
Your trainer.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I'm just telling you.
Really?
A lot of that pet food is bad for your pets. Well, you be
all right.
Careful.
Let's take one more. It's Enrique in Whittier, who needs to be schooled by us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Enrique, you are a bad person, and nobody likes you. Go ahead.
What it do, people?
What it do?
Hey, I just wanted to say, I've been watching Transformers again because it's been on cable, and there's one scene with Megan Fox where she's in the tow truck, and she leans on the wheel, and her hand's right there, right?
Yeah.
If you freeze it, you would look at her thumb, and it looks like a midget's thumb.
Right. Hang on. I'd like to say this. If you freeze it and look at her hand.
Not just her hand, her thumb.
Her thumb.
You get to the fifth finger on the hand.
Then you're bad.
Well,
because there's a lot on her to look at before you get to the hand.
I know that, but I mean, if you look at the thumb, it looks like a midget's thumb. It's fat, and it's wide, and it just looks kind of weird looking, and it kind of knocked it down a peg in my book.
Your
thumb knocks
so
it down?
Wrong.
Wow! Yeah. A thumb knocks her down.
Wow, Enrique, you must be stunningly good.
I just want to suck on that thumb
that
every night while I'm going to sleep like a little baby. That's what I want to do.
I'm putting you on hold. I don't like the tone of your conversation.
We've had this a lot from people. Oh, it's got an effed up. Screw you!
Honestly, if we're getting to the thumb at that point, we're being a little picky. People are sending the screen grabs and everything else saying, how can you guys support her? How can you think she's attractive? Look at this. She's a mutant freak. She should be in the circus. They're just going on and on.
If she had Brie Walker flipper hands, I'd still be right there drinking her bath water.
That's a rare reference.
That's where I'd be.
And I also, while we're on the topic of the freak show hottie, I also don't know that the six-toed pictures of Kim Kardashian aren't photoshopped either, by the way. I don't really think she's got six toes on her feet.
Yeah,
I've
I think
seen the
we'd
pictures.
Have heard, right?
Matters not. If she has seven toes,
I agree.
Doesn't matter.
Shouldn't be looking at her toes.
Never getting to the feet.
Right. All right, Enrique, you are a bad person. I want to thank our special guest, Stephen Fatsis, for the book that he told us about, A Few Seconds of Panic, a 5'8", 170-pound, 43-year-old sports writer plays in the NFL. That is available everywhere. That's all for today. But tomorrow, a huge Kevin and Bean show. Am I right?
Yeah, we have the host of Amazing Race, Phil Keegan, in the studio with us.
That race is amazing.
Going to talk to
Isn't it over by now? How long have they been racing, Ralph? I don't understand this show.
Years.
Well, there's been new seasons,
guys.
Now?
They have winners.
Sometimes they have babies on the road and stuff. They're living whole lives out there on the road.
They're different season, different contestants.
Well, you can't replace somebody in a race once they've started, Kevin. Then they should be disqualified.
LaQuisha will be on the program tomorrow talking about Paris Hilton's new show, My New BFF.
Yes.
We have Olivia Wilde.
Oh, my God.
Talking about House.
Oh, she's so incredibly hot.
We have some fantastic Channel 4 coverage of the fires. Fires, not good. Channel 4 coverage, good. They're fantastic. And also we have Tommy Lasorda on tomorrow morning's program.
How about that?
I'm glad he's going to be on because I got a check engine light I want to take a look at. Yeah.
You want to run it by him?
I have no idea what to do when that light goes on. Hope I don't need a new transmission.
Have you guys noticed that Chuck Henry has not one time been sent out to the fires this year?
Yeah, I know. And they really need to put him on it because he's...
Well, they're out of trucks.
They can't afford it.
They got nothing to send him out in.
I feel so badly for the people... lost their possessions. You know, the truck, who cares? Stupid truck with a bunch of equipment in it. I was inside the truck. I tried to get it started. Wouldn't start. I jumped out of the driver's seat, and all there was flames. I saw Lee. He was outside, and I couldn't see where to go. He just said, "Hey, Chuck, and he's calling at me. It was a fireman. And I just ran in his direction. He grabbed me, and he literally threw us in the back of his truck. Uh-oh, we're in trouble.
Oh. Asshat.
You know, the truck full of equipment may not matter to you, Chuck Henry, but I bet the people at NBC
you know, that's a few bucks out of their pocket right there. By the way, that was after the fire department told all of them to move their trucks, and he's the only one that didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
That's
right.
That's good times.
All right. Stick around for Cat Corbett. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock coming up next, including the Beastie Boys. Also, Slightly Stupid, their 2 a.m. song. We got the Bravery, System of a Down, Foo Fighters, and more all straight ahead right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.